Okay, I know it's not Christmas time, but I just randomly got a craving for some fruitcake. Can you play some?
Yeah. All
right. What you making? Fruitcake.
I mean, come on. It's after Thanksgiving, right?
Right. I'm down with this song.
Little Fred Schneider, little fruitcake.
Hit it, Steve.
What you making? Fruitcake. What you baking? Fruitcake. Candy cherries, red dye number two. Green cherries, green one too. It's fruitcake. It's fruitcake.
Worst best song ever.
Pecans or walnuts. Citrus peel.
Okay, got it so far.
Lots of stuff.
Oh,
wait.
And what you feel?
No, lots of stuff.
I can add what I feel?
No, not you, Omar.
No, sir.
Definitely not you, Omar. DJ Omar Khan is in here. He's got the Christmas spirit. How are you, Omar?
I'm good. I'm great. How are you guys?
I understand you were off last week, and you did a little outside decorating at the Khan Mansion?
I did. And, man, I have a problem, guys.
Really?
Yeah. So,
is this an intervention?
I'm kind of one of these guys who I started about 4 years ago to try to, you know, get my Christmas decorations on, you know, and popping. And I've always strived for that old school look where you have the incandescent lighting and it has this warm glow to it and it's super bright, super classy look, right?
Right.
And I couldn't get it from the LED lighting. And this is when I was a novice, I just bought some stuff and I threw it on my house.
Yeah.
And I was like so disappointed in myself. I was like, man, what am I doing with my life, right? And so the second year, I did a little bit of research, and we're like, okay, you got to get the C9s, which the C9s are the bigger bulbs, and then you can't go wrong with the C9s, LEDs, it'll do the trick.
Now, where are you getting your information from?
Online, YouTube videos.
I go
talk to the guy at Lowe's. So I get these, and I put them on, and it takes a lot of work because per light, I have to put a clip on. Because I don't do my stuff all willy-nilly. It's got to be straight,
be
and it's
got to
be spaced out right. So
you're Clark Griswold
at this point. I don't get the look I'm looking for, guys, because the LED cannot provide that look, okay?
But so I thought that's why you went to the...
It just doesn't work. It just doesn't happen, guys, okay?
So meaning then, it's not bright enough?
Is that what you mean?
You want your house to be seen from space?
Well, not only that, but it also has this warm feel to it. I don't know how to explain it, except it has this warm feel to it.
Daddy, I don't know. The house doesn't look very good.
They talk trash, man.
The neighbors look better.
Little bastards. Hey, good morning.
Actually,
if you guys are listening.
Kevin brings up a good point, Omar, that I want to ask as a background for this story.
Yeah.
Is your neighborhood one where there are a lot of decorations around and it gets a little bit competitive?
It's not like a candy cane lane where every house does it,
right.
but yeah, it does get competitive for sure.
For
you know?
Other people?
Oh yeah,
or
totally.
Just you? Have you talked to the other
people? Well, they're not going by and saying, oh, that house sucks like I am.
So this is all a you problem.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay.
Are you getting, because I am a fan of the C9s.
Okay.
Are you getting the smooth or the opaque?
Good question. So this year,
right.
Allie, I go, so the smooths weren't working out.
See,
because
that's the problem.
They had a little blue tint to them.
Exactly.
Okay? So I tell the guy at Lowe's, I tells him, hey, man, I want this like warm glow feel.
Right.
He's all, dude, you got to go with these.
Right.
You can't go wrong with these. These are the ones you are looking
the
for.
OG old school.
Yes.
Yes.
It's still LED, though. So
right.
That poor guy at Lowe's
every time he sees Omar pull into the parking lot. Somebody else talk to Omar. So I can connect a bunch of them, right?
Okay.
All right, sweet. So put them on the roof line, and I connect, I think it was like five different strands on there. I'm on there, you know. So, but I only do the bottom roof line because I'm not going to do the top. I want to see how it looks.
Sure.
It has the same stupid blue tint.
Oh,
tint.
No.
So then I go, and I talk to the guy at Lowe's. I says,
no.
Dude, how did you steer me wrong? He's just like, well, let's plug these in. And then he plugs in the incandescent ones and the other ones. There's no LED that's going to give me the look that I want.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I had to go in the incandescent ones, plug them in. They look awesome. So this is my first year where I'm doing it right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm like living my best life right now.
Right. Yes.
You know, it's like I go outside, I look at my house, and I don't want to barf. Okay?
Okay.
However, with that said, I also went to Home Depot, and this is why I might need the intervention here, is I went into Home Depot, and I have these little 10-inch candy canes, you know, and I do a little decoration in there.
Please.
And I could never find the 27-inch ones.
Uh-huh.
And I tried to order them online, and they're always sold out. And then I went to my Home Depot, and had 25 of these boxes.
Whoa.
And I'm like, dude, jackpot.
Yeah, because you could do a little walkway.
Yes. So my whole driveway is just a bunch of candy
canes. Oh, I love it
so
much, Omar.
And I bought so many, I even did the neighbors.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I was like, here you go. Great. Oh, Merry Christmas.
I love it.
So at the end of
Listen to Allie guessing every detail before it comes up.
So at the end of this Christmas season, I just looked this up on my Amex has a little thing where you can see how much you spend. Because when my wife loves going shopping with me during Christmas because money's no object with me. Like I'm a Merry Christmas alcoholic. You know what I mean? I'm a Christmas-holic.
So it doesn't matter how much. It's not that you have endless money.
I don't even look at the total.
You don't even look.
I'm like, slap it down. Exactly. So this season alone, within like 2 days, almost about $1,000 in Christmas decorations.
Are you kidding me?
Oh my God. Sorry, kids.
Daddy's tapped. No gifts.
Yeah, but my house looks amazing. Yeah.
What is wrong with you?
I don't know, guys. I don't know.
Has one person come over and knocked on your door and said, you know what, dude? Nailed it.
Not yet.
It's early.
It's early in the season. Yeah. They're going to come. But, oh my God. You know what did happen the other day? Last night, a car did the slow roll.
Oh, sure.
I am proud of you.
Thank you very much, Allie. I appreciate it.
Good morning. It's the Kevin and Bean Show on the world famous K-Rock. It is Thursday, December 12th, and we're coming up on 6 a.m., which means only one thing. It's what's happening with Allie McKay.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. How are you feeling?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay. I mean, calm down.
Fabulous.
Okay.
Outstanding.
All right.
Terrific.
Fantastic. Guys, you want to start with a little great news?
Yeah. Well, it's not Monday. Currently not Monday, but that is a problem.
Oh, should I wait?
No, go for it.
Okay, cool. You know when you go
You know what? I was thinking about it.
Oh,
don't do it.
Shoot.
Don't do it. It's too late.
It's not too late.
Or is it early?
It's not too early. I think great news can happen at any time.
Listen.
It's about the NFL.
Okay.
Only not the NFL. Just an NFL star. Khalil Mack, you know him?
Yeah.
He spread some holiday cheer to Walmart customers in his Florida hometown of Fort Pierce over the weekend. The Chicago Bears linebacker paid off $80,000 worth of layaway accounts.
Wow.
Many families now not a lot to worry about during the holidays that were stressing about paying those things off, which is just such a blessing. What a wonderful thing to do. The four-time Pro Bowler covered nearly 300 accounts through the Khalil Mack Foundation, which focuses on impacting the lives of inner-city and underprivileged youth and families. The store announced the donation in a Facebook post and thanked Mack for the act of kindness.
I love stories like this.
Me too.
He has no pizza experience.
He doesn't.
Well, I don't feel like that... enters.
Can I tell you something, but also praise myself?
Yeah.
Thank you.
I was hoping.
Here's the thing. I used to do this. I used to go to Kmart and pay off like $200, $300 worth of
people's layaway.
Definitely a difference.
Okay.
Small difference. And by the way, we come from the same, you know what I mean? Like it's the same place inside.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Yeah, only his inside has a lot more room for money.
Listen, it's still the same feel.
Got it.
And Kmart's out of business.
Yeah.
And
so you can't go anywhere else.
I tried a Target this year. Target doesn't allow you to do it.
No.
I swear to God, I went and did the whole thing. They're like, oh, we don't do that anymore. I was like, well, I don't know what to do.
Why would they not do that anymore?
That's a great question. Anyway, if you know, for reals, if you know of a place that...
Walmart is where he did it.
Is there a Walmart near us? All right, I'll look it up.
Oh, Mr. Moneybags doesn't know if there's a Walmart.
You know what?
Near
if there's a Walmart, I'll give
$80,000. Wow.
You know what I mean? Like that.
No, I do know what you mean. And it's on the radio. Anyone can take this clip and be like, Jensen, how's that $80,000 going?
Well, I regret it now.
Okay.
Well, good deal, Khalil.
I think there's lots of other places you could be doing this.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then I'll look into it.
Yeah. We'll all look into it for
Thank you.
Because we want that $80,000. Good stuff. Did you, by chance, hear about the lovely host of the Today Show, Savannah Guthrie, what happened to her a couple weeks ago?
Nope.
This was before the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. She's just playing with her cute little two-year-old son, Charlie. Charlie decided to huck a train set at her. Not the whole train set, just a toy train. Chucked it. You know, kids throw things, especially when you're two. The pointy edge of the train hit her in the eye.
Oh, my God.
It was pretty bad.
She actually lost
vision in her right eye a day later. She wound up doing the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. You wouldn't know anything was really wrong. They kind of joked a couple times about it. But she's now out because she has to undergo eye surgery for a retinal detachment in her right eye.
Oh, that kid. Are they going to put that kid down?
They have to, yeah. She had some laser treatments, apparently, but now she's actually going through the surgery, so she's obviously going to need some time off.
Yeah.
I mean, what a dick, right? Charlie, 2-year-old?
Does that mean she gets workers' comp now?
It wasn't at work.
Wasn't at
it was
work.
At home.
No. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought it was at work.
Is that the same kid who bit me?
Charlie bit me, yes. Okay. He has stayed 2 years old all these years.
Oh, God, he's an awful...
That's probably why he's throwing
what
stuff.
A terror.
He's like, why am I not growing up?
What an awful kid.
Oh, good reference, though.
Charlie detached my retina, Mommy.
Not as catchy.
Not as catchy. I don't want that on a mug.
That doesn't work as a meme at all.
Not even a little bit. Mm-mm. You guys, after September's car crash, which led Kevin Hart to have emergency back surgery, he's now commenting on his recovery. He did an interview on the Ellen DeGeneres Show. When asked about the accident, he said, I'm about 65 to 75% back to my physical self. Workouts are not full. I'm not lifting crazy weights, but I'm back to weighted workouts. I'm a little determined jackass.
Listen, we all want Kevin Hart to be healthy.
Yes.
We feel like maybe the truth was... It was true about the crash. We were very questioning about his story.
Like who was driving
why
did he want to leave? Yeah, absolutely.
But I think it ended up being all right. Or unless he paid it off right.
Or nothing about it's all right because everybody was hurt.
Right, that's true.
Yeah.
Kevin.
It's always a Kevin, right?
Kevin, you're such a disease.
I mean, we've been saying that for years. Some birthdays for you guys. Jennifer Connelly, Sheila E., Bill Nighy, right? Love Actually.
Love that dude.
Shaun of the Dead, Pirates of the Caribbean. Mm-hmm. Regina Hall, Mayim Bialik on A Very Special Blossom. Mm-hmm. Remember they would say that at the beginning of the show?
When there was something serious.
Yeah.
Yeah, when they'd find like a lump under their breast or whatever.
Yes.
Yeah.
On Blossom?
I mean, I don't know. I made that part up. Mayim Bialik is the one who breastfeeds her kid too late, right?
Don't need to know that.
Right.
What?
Oh, yeah, just that's right.
I think she, like, breastfed him until he was, like, 9.
Yeah.
Come on.
Oh, I'm telling you the truth.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe Google that before we get into
the show.
I
think it is.
I think that is true.
I mean, 9 I made up, but she did breastfeed her kid till way too old.
According to you. It's a lovely thing to do.
Is 9 too old?
Bond with, yes, absolutely.
All right, I mean, now I believe...
Now you're just Googling Mayim Bialik breast, and I feel like you can do this in your off time.
This is a lot... It's a lot different results than I thought I was going to get.
Right, right.
No, 5 years old.
Hmm. All right, well, listen.
Too old.
I'm not going to judge a mother and what she needs to do to give her child sustenance, and I don't think you should either.
Well... If she wants to breastfeed mugs.
All right. That's what's happening.
All right. Jensen, you've been doing a little research about a topic we've been having off here. In fact, I bet a lot of Americans have been having this topic, this conversation after the Golden Globes the other night. When you saw shows like The Kominsky Method win Golden Globes, when you saw, I mean, for many people, the marvelous, what's it called? Marvelous Adventures of Mrs. Maisel. Yeah. Mm-hmm. For most people haven't seen that show, even though it's in its second season, right? So there's a lot of content out there from lots of different places. You're streaming stuff all over the place. There are 500 channels.
But here's what I would say is that we pay probably closer attention than most people.
Have to.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
To
Agreed.
TV?
Yes.
In particular. And for us not to have ever heard one is sort of shocking. Not one of us have.
Yeah. If you're driving down Sunset Boulevard at any point, they have these large billboards now down the street. They're very large. There are TV shows that they switch out every few days. Mm-hmm. You'll think it's a 30 Rock episode where like the posters are a fake TV show.
Right.
It is an insane universe we live in where there is too much TV. I have spent the last... 2 hours writing down television shows that are currently on the air that I don't know
You've
exist.
Never heard of.
No.
Okay.
And I'm on page 5.
Wow.
And we had to do the segment, so I had to stop. But there are things. Do you know that there's a show called The Kids Are All Right on ABC?
Yes.
Okay. But do you know it? Like, that's one person in the room.
I've heard of it, but I know nothing about
that's
it.
That's the one with Michael Cudlitz.
Oh, that's a name you just
really?
Made up. Do you know the show Instinct?
No, no.
No.
That's with Alan Cummings on CBS.
Oh.
He's a
Instinct with Alan Cummings, a great actor.
Great
I've
actor.
Never heard of that before.
Do you know of a show called Pink Collar Crimes on CBS entering its second
Stop
season?
Stop it.
No.
No.
That's
no.
not a thing.
Yes, that's produced by Marcia Clark.
That's a thing. By the way, so far he's telling us network shows that we haven't heard of.
I could do it on network forever also. Do you guys know about, this is off network, but do you guys know about the show Legacies?
No.
That's on CW.
Legacies.
I have been doing this, I swear to God, for an hour, and I'm sure a lot of these are really, really good mm-hmm. because we're in prime television. You know what I mean? Like, it's better than movies, in my opinion, in most people's opinions. And yet, there are things, for example, Smilf.
What?
Yes.
My wife watches Smilf.
Yeah.
People love Smilf. It's on yeah. Showtime. It's been nominated for awards. It's incredible. But you know what? I'm never going to watch Smilf.
It's just there's too much TV.
There's too much TV. Or a thing called The Last Kingdom on Netflix.
Never heard of it.
Three seasons. No. Three seasons.
Well, now, hold on, Jensen. Yeah. Once we're getting into Netflix, they intentionally flood the marketplace with more shows than any human can keep up with.
Well, that's fine. But how about Trial and Error over at NBC?
Nope.
That's with Kristen Chenoweth in its second season.
Huh. It's already been on for a whole season.
And people go, oh, HBO, I love HBO. I watch everything on it. Oh, yeah? You up on Random Acts of Flyness?
No.
Because that's the show in its second season.
That's my autobiography.
That's the second season. High Maintenance, third season on HBO. My Brilliant Friend just got renewed.
What's happening?
I can't believe My Brilliant Friend is a show. That's happening. Sally Forever?
Is that the British one?
Good question, because I'll never answer it. There's too much TV.
Well, here's the problem.
There's a show called Sally Forever.
The problem is, if you want to watch Sally Forever, you have to give up something else because you don't have enough time.
There's no way. By the way, if I told you a few years ago, 5 years ago, I go, guys, Maya Rudolph.
Oh, Sally Forever. It's very cute. It's a British show. It's very cute.
Not going to watch it.
Okay.
Yeah, don't care how cute it is. If I would have told you Maya Rudolph and Fred Armisen have a show on Amazon where they get their own creative control to do whatever they want, you'd be like, oh, I'll sit in front of the TV for it. You haven't. It's called Forever. It's on Amazon. None of you have watched it.
I've watched it.
I haven't. Bean?
I know of it. I have not watched it.
New Amsterdam?
I'd like to, but you know why I haven't? Too much TV.
New Amsterdam on NBC?
Saw
I didn't know about that show until I saw the commercial for it during the Golden Globes this weekend. And I said, that's the dude from The Blacklist is now an actor.
Bean, what's your favorite TV show last year?
Probably Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
Oh, because I heard it was a show called Seal Team.
No, that's me.
Oh, it's your favorite
that's
show.
That's me, yes.
I've never even heard of Seal Team.
Seal Team.
That's your favorite show?
It is. There's a tie. Like, I love that, and I love Mayans, and I love Animal Kingdom, but we couldn't put all of them up.
Well, you did the one that doesn't exist, in my opinion.
I love it.
Black Lightning, that's on CW for two seasons. There's a show called For the People on ABC. Didn't know that existed.
Never heard of it.
Yeah.
That is a bunch of prosecutors or something, or legal law students.
Sounds great.
Or something
did you come
like
up
that.
With that from the title? The Rookie.
Oh, sure.
I don't know.
Sure?
What do you mean, sure?
No, that
Nathan Fillion. Right? Nathan Fillion, yeah, on ABC.
Oh, okay.
Still, we should all know these things.
Yeah, agreed.
Splitting Up Together, I said that one. Station 19.
Oh, Splitting Up Together is with Hudson.
How do you know
it's
all this?
It's very cute.
She
cute
doesn't.
Show.
By the way, she's not watching the shows.
No, I have seen that one.
What, one episode?
Yes.
That's nothing.
I'm very busy.
Station 19.
Gotta be a firefighter
don't
show.
Don't know yet. It.
Two seasons on ABC.
Okay.
Guys, I could do this literally all day.
All right, let's take phone calls from people who enjoy TV shows that probably we haven't heard of.
Like,
your friends haven't heard of.
Yeah, here's the thing. You are suggesting to us, because we have very limited time, and as we all know, there is too much TV.
Right.
You're suggesting to us a TV show. We then decide if you're right.
Seems fair.
Like, now, we decide that based on what?
Our own judgment. Because as you know, there is too much TV, and now we have to decide if this show falls into our schedule or not. Because these are all crazy titles. We can make them up.
Maybe a quick premise, and if it has a star, we might know that type of thing.
Tell me about it. We're at the water cooler, and you're like, did you see this?
All right. And because most of your friends haven't heard of it.
No, or really anything.
Right.
Yeah, just tell me what show I should be watching, and we'll explain to you if you're an idiot about it. Or if you're right.
All right.
Also, keep in mind that our parents had two TV shows. It was MASH.
That's true, yeah.
And like The Honeymooners.
But way fewer TV shows. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Now there's
lucky.
Too much TV.
Yeah.
1-800-520-1067. That's the number. 1-800-520-1067. What's the show no one's ever heard of that we need to know about, that we need to bump something from our regular schedule to watch her show instead?
Yeah.
And Jensen, I'm just going to start it off with Tidying Up. I mean, I don't know what else they're watching, but Tidying Up's the one that needs to be at the front of the forefront of the watching,
that
right?
That does spark joy for me. If you didn't hear yesterday, it's on Netflix, and that's a show where a Japanese woman, she's an expert in tidying up, in basically setting up your house in the most minimalist way. She comes into your house and she fixes it for you, fixes your clothing.
I don't have time for that. I'm watching SEAL Team.
Well, I'm going to tell you that there's not enough TV. I enjoy tidying up.
1-800-520-1067. We'll take your calls on this next on K-Rock.
I just had a local H. Let's take one phone call. Let's make it Merrick. Good morning, Merrick.
What's up, Kevin and Bean?
Well, we're living in the age of too much TV. What show do we not know about that we should bump something we do know about to watch?
Well, you should watch Hoonigan Files on Amazon.
What? Not a real show.
Wait, what is it? What is it?
Hoonigan.
Hoonigan?
Yep, yep.
It's not a real
There's
show.
There's a show called Hoonigan.
I think he's saying hooligan.
Are you trying to say hooligan?
No.
No.
Hoonigan with the N, not the L.
Hoonigan.
Okay. That's not a show.
What's it about, Merrick?
It's a docuseries about a YouTube channel.
All right, Merrick. This is Mad Libs.
By the way, he's not wrong.
Really?
Yeah. The Hoonigan Files takes you behind the scenes of Ken Block and the Hoonigans.
No. Stop it, Merrick.
Too much TV!
Hey, get off my phone, Merrick. We'll take some more calls. Cut up next on K-Rock.
There's too much TV, you guys.
Too much!
Yeah.
But apparently not enough music. We are taking your calls at 1-800-520-1067. Here's one, Allie, I think you'll like.
Yeah.
I'm Sorry, starring Andrea Savage, produced by Will Ferrell, one of the funniest shows I've seen in the last 5 years. Second season starts this month. First season on Netflix. You will love it, guaranteed. Has anyone heard
never
of I'm
heard
Sorry?
Of it.
I'm Sorry is one of the best shows ever. You can catch up on season one right now on Netflix. Season two, I believe, starts tomorrow.
Before we go back to the calls, I've asked assistant producer Christine to come in because she apparently has shows in this category that she insists are great, that we're missing out, but we've never heard of them.
All right.
So I very rarely watch shows. Basically, it's sports or a couple of animated shows that I like. And if it's not Bob's Burgers or Rick and Morty, I'm usually not into it.
Okay.
But there is this new animated show called Final Space that is so cute.
Not a show.
Too much TV.
Awesome.
Final Space is
Final
the name.
Final Space.
Describe.
So there's an astronaut who gets put on in basically spaceship jail. And so it's...
All right, let's move on to your next one.
What's the other
one? And it's like good versus evil and so good.
Right.
The second one, and I wasn't one of the girls who ever thought this guy was a Jensen Hollywood hunk.
Please, go on.
But this show, Yellowstone, which is Kevin Costner's show,
Yellowstone.
Is so good. It's so good.
Way too much TV for Yellowstone.
It is a totally thing. I think it's on Paramount, and it is
I think it's
so...
on Paramount. It's one of her favorite shows. That's how much TV there is. I think it's on Paramount.
I stream it, so I don't know, but it's so beautifully
Are
shot.
Are you sure that show is still airing with the government shutdown, though?
That's a good point.
All right, let's go back to your calls, 1-800-520-1067. I want to start on line number one, please, Dan and Pico Rivera. He's calling in with a show that I am a strong no to if it actually exists.
How dare you?
Dan.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Thanks for calling. What's the TV show?
All right. So there's a show on Netflix, and it's called Nailed It.
Mm-hmm. Nailed It.
It's a cooking show. Now, I've seen all the cooking shows like Gordon Ramsay yelling, "You don't gay," and all kind of stuff like that. What I like about this show is that you have amateurs trying to do professional cooking, and they're not good, and it comes out janky. Like,
so you're saying amateurs aren't good chefs?
But wait, I don't want to watch professionals cook. Why would I want to watch amateurs cook?
I love Nailed It. I love it.
The same reason you watch American Idol in the first couple episodes. You love that trash talking for the crap. Yes.
So they make fun of each other?
The hosts definitely trash the contestants.
And those hosts.
The contestants realize.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was going to say those hosts being Nicole Byers and Jacques Torres. Who are amazing.
Okay. So two names you made up.
No,
also, if I wanted to see bad cooking, I'd cook.
Right. Dan and Allie will be happy to pay for a date if you'd like to go out together and discuss it without us having to listen to it. Let's go to line three, please. This is going to be Mandy. She's in North Hollywood, again, with another made-up show that doesn't exist.
Hey, Mandy.
Hey, it does exist. It's on Netflix. It's called The Travelers.
Nope.
The Travelers?
Made it up.
That's not a thing.
One sentence. Tell us what it is.
Okay, Eric McCormick plays the main character, and he and his team come back from the future into the 21st century because we have messed up the world so bad. They enter people's bodies from their AI tech, and they try to change and save the world.
It's just not a thing.
You are very creative to come
Mandy.
Up with that lie off the top of your head.
Come on, Mandy.
I can't believe this.
Thank you for the call.
No,
get to keep talking, Mandy.
You go back to the 19th century when there was one TV show. Get out of here.
All right. Give me some Ricky, please. Corona Line 4 up next on the Kevin and Bean Show. This is insane how many programs there are.
Hey, Ricky.
Hey, what's up, guys? There's this show on Hulu. It's called Letter Kenny, and basically,
wait, what's it called?
It's called Letterkenny. So Letterkenny is a fictional town in Ontario, Canada. And basically what it is these Canadian hicks. And all they do, the show is they sit around, drink beer, smoke cigarettes, and fight people. That's all it is.
I have full support behind Letterkenny.
What?
You've
seen it?
No, I love Letterkenny.
Chip.
Too much
I'm not even
real,
sure real, real. Ontario, Canada is real, much less Letterkenny.
What is going on?
What? Too much TV is what's going on. All right.
Dear.
We got time for one more. Let's make it, I don't know, who do you guys like?
I'm looking at it. I can't imagine that Line 7 has a real TV show.
Let's go to Line 7 then. This is going to be Lauren. She's in Long Beach, our final call. Hey, Lauren.
Hey.
What's your false TV show that you're calling about?
Okay, so I think it's a new show. It's called You. It's on Netflix, just like Y-O-U.
Right.
It's basically about, it's Penn Badgley, and he's this stalker who kind of meets this girl in the first episode, and most of the dialogue in the show is just his brain, his thoughts, like what he's thinking. He's like super crazy. Anyways, he like follows her home, stalks her social media, starts learning everything he can about her life, kills her man, and like, and eventually starts dating her.
And it's called
and
You.
It's called You, Y-O-U.
You know what? I'm going to say something very rare here. I think there's enough TV for you. She kind of sold me on it.
Really? So you want to watch that?
A little bit. I don't know. So he starts dating the girl who he was stalking and killed her boyfriend?
Yes. And he's so good at just kind of digging into social media, learning little intricacies about her life and kind of using it to manipulate her. I got all my friends watching it this week. It's pretty good.
Lauren, this sounds like a crazy documentary. It sounds cool. Is it a documentary?
No, it's not a documentary.
Oh, I don't want to watch it. There's too much TV. Get it out of here. Get out of here, kid.
We're going to talk to Matt Moneysmith in a few minutes.
What are we talking about?
About the...
we can talk to him about anything, really. I mean, it's sports in general.
In general,
right?
Yeah.
We don't have to talk about the Dodger. We don't have to.
No. But that, I'm sure it might get to that. Omar is joining us now with a very scary Halloween story.
Is it scary? So our bathroom is gross and disgusting.
Correct.
And I mean, yeah, talk about scary. It looks like one of these bathrooms that you see in like a Saw film.
Yeah.
Okay. Like every time I go to the urinal, it's wet underneath. Like people don't have
we don't
aim.
Need too much
right,
detail.
Right, Mugs? Yeah, it's insane.
And there's so much toilet paper on the floor, even at like 6 a.m.
It's really weird.
In there?
I don't know. No idea.
It looks like there's been a full-on riot in there every time you walk in.
Yeah. And the lighting is really poor. So when you look at yourself in the mirror, you're like, what is happening?
It looks like a bathroom after Katrina.
Absolutely, yeah. It's really weird. So yesterday I'm going number one, and I feel somebody walk behind me and go into the stall to take care of business.
Now, do you know who it is?
At this point, I don't know who it is.
Okay.
Okay? So I'm finishing up, and I go to where there's three sinks, and I'm in the middle one, and mm-hmm. I'm washing my hands, mm-hmm. and then this person comes out of the stall. And I'm, at this point, drying my hands. Mm-hmm. So he's walking behind me again, and then I think he's going to go to the first sink, which is to my left.
Right past you.
Right past me.
Uh-huh.
So he says, "Good morning, Omar," before washing his hands, and he gives me a double tap on the shoulder and walks right out the door.
What? Never washed his hands?
Never washed his hands. And, everything happened so fast that I'm like... dumbfounded, and I'm like in shock, and I just stood there for a couple of seconds.
Your shoulders are pee stained.
I got it's a little pee on my shoulder.
Right, hopefully it's pee.
That's
why would he go in the stall?
Exactly, I don't know.
Number two.
Was it Dave, right? King of Mexico?
No.
Okay.
No.
So are you trying to have sex with me?
Has this person ever? Because some people are very touchy.
And
yeah.
By the way, I love this
by
guy.
The way, and not in a terrible way. That's not what I'm talking about. Some people just, that's how
they say hello by that. Yeah. Sure.
Okay.
No, I see this guy around, mm-hmm. and it's always, hey, how are you? Kind of like a hand wave. Mm-hmm. Or what's up, dude? Like kind of like that, you know, good morning.
From a distance.
Exactly.
Right.
Never once, I haven't even, never shook his hand.
I don't think I have either.
Yeah. He's just not that type. And
it's Jensen, isn't it?
No,
it's
not.
I thought I knew who it was.
Not me.
Shoot.
I always wash my hands.
But I was like, what is happening here? Like, who
it
goes
does
to
take
the
your
stall?
It does take your mind a few seconds to sort of grasp everything that just happened. And by that time, he's gone.
Also,
I walked out like I was just being molested. Like, I was like, what just
you
happened?
You kind of were.
Yeah.
You kind of were. Also, I mean, this
little
opens...
sad Omar just slinking out of the bathroom.
This opens a bigger conversation about bathrooms. The etiquette, you don't even know each other. Like, don't look at each other.
Even if it's your best friend.
Even if you do know each other.
No, it's just, hey, that's it. And then keep moving.
Isn't it the worst when you're next to somebody in the urinal and they say, hey, how's it going?
Yeah.
I'm trying to take care of business. Yeah, and I have stage fright as it is. Like, right. You know what I mean? So it's I got to concentrate
when
there.
You say you have stage fright, does that mean you wait for people to leave?
When I go number two, yeah.
You do?
Yeah, yeah.
You're looking at me.
Let the place clear out.
Yeah, I can't even do it. I can't poo when there's other people.
There have been times where...
It was Ruben!
No. It wasn't Ruben. There have been times where I go into this restroom and I have the fear, and I have to suppress the fear because there's somebody there.
Well, that's very considerate of you.
Yeah,
to be honest.
I will say this. Very different for women in a bathroom. Mm-hmm. Like, you guys are like, don't even, no eye contact, don't do anything. In a women's bathroom, like... Especially like at a bar or something, you chat with everyone in there. Like, you could say to a woman, oh my gosh, that lipstick color is gorgeous. What color is it? She's digging in her purse. You're now trying on her lipstick. It's a camaraderie. Oh. We are all buddies in the bathroom.
But is your bathroom Katrina bathroom?
No.
Yeah,
okay.
That's the problem.
They're usually
that's
not
part
that
of
bad.
The problem.
Also, I don't mean to remind you, but we did learn here on the show that poo splash goes up about 4 feet.
Yeah, we did.
So, by the way, it's can go 9 feet.
So if you're putting on lipstick, just keep that in mind.
Well, this was long before I heard that story.
That bathroom is just covered in feces, for sure.
Plus, women,
so
you know,
Omar.
We don't poo.
Yeah, right.
So what did you do?
So I walked out, and I see this person in the mail room, and he's kind of just, you know.
M-A-L-E?
And, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and... I just kind of turn my head and just walk towards, you know, where the studios are.
It's different now.
So your life is before that experience and after.
Yeah, and I have to burn the jacket I was wearing.
Well, absolutely.
You definitely have to.
It's weird. I feel like I'm lucky that anyone wants to say hi to me. Mm-hmm. So I'm always fine to say hi and everything else. But, I mean, there have been more than 10 times where people in the bathroom want to shake your hand.
No.
Really? Yes. Mm. And I just go, I really appreciate it, but can we wait till we go 12 feet out the door? We both washed our hands? Is that cool?
Wow. I even think it's weird if someone like brings a soda, like a Dodger game, like brings a soda into the bathroom. Like, don't bring anything in the bathroom. Just go do your thing and walk out. Like,
get out.
Don't dilly-dally in there. Don't nothing. Don't check your phone even. Just get in there, wash your hands, walk out.
I'm just glad they took the troughs. Remember the troughs they used to have in the stadiums?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm glad they took those off because I have such stage fright that I would be there for like 10 minutes just concentrating.
my God.
And were you thinking, come on,
totally.
People are watching me.
Yeah, absolutely. I was just like so nervous. I was like, oh my God.
I remember being at so many Laker games with that exact same trough.
Really?
And it was just... I mean, you're standing side by side with somebody. It's guys are very different than girls in this way. That's why I did the bathroom interviews way back in the day, because guys do not want to even say hi. No. Don't say a word.
Mm-hmm. There's one pet peeve of mine is like, how many times are you allowed to tap before it's too many? Because there's dudes out there that you catch at the, you know, kind of like...
You're talking about the shake.
Yeah, the shake.
Okay.
Oh,
the
tap is very different.
Yeah, tap
that
is different.
That means you want a
sorry,
little...
Sorry, oh, my bad.
Yeah,
help right, with right. The shake.
Maybe that's not why that guy touched you.
Oh, my God, I was tapping. I shouldn't have tapped.
Who knew?
It's the world-famous K-Rock Kevin and Bean Show. It's Thursday, December 12th. We're coming up on 7 a.m., which means only one thing. It's time for What's Happening with Ally McKay.
Good morning, you guys.
Morning.
So IMDb has revealed its top 10 list of their most anticipated movies of 2020. And no surprise, number one is a superhero blockbuster.
Paul Blart.
No, but wow, is he super and a hero.
And a hero.
Birds of Prey. It sees the return of Margot Robbie as Harley Quinn and also features Ewan McGregor as the villain Black Mask. Coming in number two, Sonic the Hedgehog.
Really?
I mean, that
really?
Had a real resurgence, didn't it, after they fixed his jacked up teeth.
I will say it is the first time that the internet banded together.
Yeah.
Asked for something,
mm-hmm.
got it,
yeah.
and when they got it, we're like, thank you.
Yeah. It doesn't bode well for future movies.
No, it's not a good precedent.
No. Number three, I'm excited. Top Gun Maverick, the long-awaited sequel to the 80s classic, right?
Oh, yeah.
I'm
volleyball scene, baby.
I hope so.
They're definitely going to reference the volleyball
they
scene.
They have to.
Yeah.
Even if it's just all of the old dudes with dad bods, and they're like, remember when we were super hot?
And they're all playing volleyball, but people on the beach are like, ah.
Right? And yeah. Even, like, Kenny Loggins walks by, and he's like, ew. That would be... Wasn't he the singer?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. That would be a weird reference if it wasn't
no,
him.
No, no, no. If it's the 80s and you're referencing a song in a movie, just say Kenny Loggins.
Yeah, most likely was. Coming in at number four, No Time to Die, the 25th James Bond movie and the final one, supposedly, for Daniel Craig's version mm-hmm. of 007. And rounding out the top five, Marvel's Black Widow.
Hmm.
Exciting stuff.
Are you surprised that Birds of Prey is number one?
Yes, 100% surprised.
I feel like no one liked the first time
no.
they saw her.
No. Is it like, oh, maybe it'll be redemption because Suicide Squad blew?
Right.
I don't know. By the way, I never saw Suicide Squad.
Yeah, but I mean, people hate it.
Yeah. But yeah.
And that's the one where Jared Leto's, his yeah. Joker's like lived in a Hot Topic or whatever.
Yeah. It was the worst ever.
Yeah.
He didn't miss much, Alex.
Okay, good.
I remember he like
good
vaped and like talked about Axe. Energy,
yeah.
Whatever spray, Axe body spray.
I don't think it's Axe energy spray because oh. I'd be using that every morning.
It is
if
for
I
me when I smell it, if you know what I mean.
You run away?
Yeah.
I get it.
Full speed.
I get it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But let's be honest. What are we really excited for this year? And I'm going to say this is going to carry over even into next year.
Cats!
Okay. Nope. Not what I was going for at all.
Directing cats is like directing a group of world-class athletes.
Yeah.
Okay, that is not true.
No, I mean, I think it is. It depends on what you do.
Unless your world-class athletes are, like, crawling on the floor, maybe doing a pirouette, which cats don't do.
I have another announcement about cats.
We've used digital fur technology to create the most perfect covering of fur.
Oh, so, DFT, digital fur technology.
Oh, yeah, everyone
that's
knows
right.
That.
By
yeah,
the
George
way,
Lucas created that, from what I know.
Did you hear him say the most perfect?
I know.
Ew.
You know he did on purpose.
Ew.
Okay, you're number one.
Number one.
Most
anticipated movie of 2020, even though it comes out next Friday.
Oh, or it's the Star Wars movie.
Yeah, absolutely. Rise of the Skywalker. Let's say, yeah, it comes out next Friday. You know, for losers
right.
that didn't hop online immediately when they said tickets now available mm-hmm. and they got the Thursday night screening.
Ooh.
You're looking at her.
Where are your seats?
Are you kidding me? They're right in the middle and they're about five rows from the top. That's where you watch a movie from.
I mean, I understand. What are you like? As you know, I don't know as much about Star Wars as you do. Like, what is the thing you're most excited to see?
Well, first of all, Princess Leia, General Organa, she's coming back, even though she passed away before the filming, because they're going to use old footage
they're
from The Force
DFT.
Awakens. That's different footage, yes. They're
we
using
digital
old...
fur technology
no.
to create the most perfect covering
that's
of
not
fur.
True.
Okay.
They're using old footage from The Force Awakens, which is going to make me so emotional, because as you know, I wake up to Princess Leia's theme from the original Star Wars movie.
On
that
your
is
cell phone, yeah.
That is my alarm wake up on my
it's
cell
a good
phone.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm most excited to see that. I need to know who Rey's parents are.
Okay.
Obviously. I think that's number one. Because she's got the Force. How does she have the Force? Who are her parents?
I thought it
she's
was weird.
She's not just some weird old chick living in wherever.
I thought it was weird. It really took me out of the trailer to see them do it on Maury, though.
Okay.
Do you know
you
what,
know
I mean?
What? Right. They didn't do it on Maury.
I thought that was strange.
Is she going to go to the dark side? Probably not.
Mm-hmm.
Will Kylo redeem himself?
Yes.
I think so. Is he going to have any scenes with his mom? Because really, he killed his dad, Han Solo. He killed who she loves.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it's going to be super emotional.
Like Kevin, did you buy overlapping showtime? So like in the middle
no.
of one movie, just walk out.
Start again.
Yeah,
I need to see the beginning again before I see the end.
I think that was a mistake on his part.
Okay.
But I do have tickets to Thursday night, and then I bought tickets again to Saturday.
Hmm.
And I'm not going to lie, Disney had let me see a screening of the Force Awakens.
Ooh.
And I have checked my email every hour to see if maybe they sent me another invite.
Mm.
So far, no. If anyone at Disney is listening, I will take that invite. Who's the chosen one from the original trilogy?
The Jews
prophecy?
Are.
The chosen one? Okay,
yeah.
Perfect.
That's a very easy answer.
Is the Empire or the First Order going to fall forever? Like, is no coming back? Is this really even the end of the Skywalker
These
saga?
These are all questions that we need answered.
Where in the timeline does this happen, Allie?
Come on. I don't have time for this. But most important, Chewy. I mean, he's been through so much.
Did you say Chewy?
Chewy.
Oh, Chewy. I thought you were pointing at me and saying Chewy.
Wow.
Is this the one where C-3PO goes, one last look at my friends or whatever?
Yes.
Oh. He might die, man.
He might die, but also in one scene in the trailer, his eyes are shiny red. You're like, did C-3PO go to the dark side?
He's a Sith.
Or do all of these droids have all the secrets to saving everything in their little droid heads? And then we find out, and he saves everyone.
This is how he gives himself to save
everyone.
This is how I feel about Uncut Gems.
Yeah.
Which also comes out.
All of that.
Anyway, Star Wars Rise of the Skywalker. Is that what it's called?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
She's so mad about it.
Honestly, I can't.
Comes out Friday.
Well, or Thursday, if you were smart and got tickets. Right. You know, whatever. Not this Friday, by the way. Next Friday.
Yes.
I just want to remind everybody who's now super pumped to see it this Friday. You won't.
Wait, it comes out Friday, December 20th.
Yes.
Okay, now I got the dates right.
Here's the thing. Again, if anyone at Disney is listening and is like, hey, let's throw her a bone. She needs to know who Rey's parents are. It's killing her inside. Mm-hmm.
We could pretend you're dying. Get an early screening.
Really inappropriate.
Come
really
see Allie. She's in the hospital. She has a terrible terminal disease.
It's a good idea.
Before she dies, she needs
Disney
to see.
Disney did that for a hospice in the UK. Mm-hmm. It was beautiful, but that man deserved to see it with his family. I have tickets to see it already.
Right.
But let's be honest. I will take
see it earlier.
Tickets to a screening.
Just like at Disneyland, get wheelchair access.
Oh,
again,
yeah.
Again, all good inappropriate one. Things.
Our
that
friend
you
Allie's
guys
in a wheelchair. Let her see Rise. Let her see it before.
I'm wrapping this up. Oh, same to you, sir.
Brett and Mike.
Happy birthday, Jennifer Connelly, Sheila E., Bill Nighy, Regina Hall, Mayim Bialik. You look that up? Still looking it up?
The baby.
No.
Kid was 15.
Nope,
15. Still sucking on the teat.
Ing.
This is 106.7 K-Rock, KROQ, and you're listening to The Kevin and Bean Show. It's time for Get Up on This.
Get up. Get on up.
On this.
Get up. Get on up.
On this.
Get up.
Very excited to get you guys up on something very regional here in Los Angeles today.
Okay.
Mm. It's well worth the drive, though. So if you live kind of far away from it, I'm still standing by.
All right.
But if you live in the San Fernando Valley, particularly those geared in the 818, I have something that I think will be a perfect night out for
Go
you.
Go on.
Now, here's the thing about nights out as an adult, right? As a kid, you could find like a can and you have a full night. Like
That's
just
true.
Kick it around the backyard, whatever you want. Like, but as an adult, it's harder to find these kind of things. You can either go to a bar or a movie or dinner with your friends. There's about four options we have. Well,
you're talking about the axe throwing?
Well, that is a good
that
fit
is a good
option.
It's right by my house.
I think
is
it's
just roller skating?
I think it's completely unsafe. But here we are. Something off the beaten path.
Okay.
If you're a fan of Korean barbecue, that sounds like a cool thing, right?
Yes.
If you're a fan of pinball,
yes.
Boy, even cooler.
Okay.
Oh, God. Are we putting them together?
We're putting them together.
Oh, no.
This week, I'd like to get you up on an all-you-can-eat Korean barbecue pinball
bar. You can't get
bar.
Us up on something that is only good for you.
No, I'm here to argue that it's good for everyone.
You're saying if somebody lives, let's say, in the 714, worth the drive.
Yeah.
Worth the drive.
Absolutely. I'll get into why.
All right.
Well, you know, listen, you have to have a whole night out. You know, I'm not saying go do it for lunch, but I'm saying if you're looking for a whole night out, right? It is an all-you-can-eat Korean barbecue pinball bar called Ace Goji, located at 7128 Van Nuys Boulevard. It's not only what I consider to be the best Korean barbecue in Los Angeles, which I do, right? I think it's that good, but it's also the best pinball arcade in our area.
Those of you that don't
Shut
know...
Shut up, you dork.
All right.
Those of you that don't know Jensen enough know he's a pinball head.
I'm a pinhead.
He's obsessed.
Crazy
yeah.
I'm a pinhead.
About it.
It's a large... but also, this is really getting you up as well on the food.
Okay.
It's very good. It's a large dining room area that will sometimes have a wait list during busy weekends, lunches and dinner items sometimes, but you can actually sign up for a wait list on Yelp. Okay. Lunch runs from
Kevin, can I borrow your email?
Lunch runs 10 to 3 p.m. All you can eat is about $20. Okay. $20-$25. Okay. The menu for all you can eat is extensive. Okay.
Okay.
Do you guys not like Korean barbecue?
I do. I love it.
I
love it. No, I love it.
Okay. I mean, despite
there's no other place that has a standing line in Van Nuys, by the way.
That's true.
It doesn't exist.
Also, it has a very weird, almost Scarface-esque statue in the front.
All right.
Of like a dude holding up a big globe. Okay. I've never
Is it scary?
I've never asked why, but it says Ace Goji on that. So.
Okay.
All right, here we go. It has all the side dishes you're used to from Korean barbecue. All that stuff is taken care of. Kimchi, corn cheese, rice paper, whatever. But like I said, there's an insane amount of choices as an all-you-can-eat. I also don't know many places that are all-you-can-eat Korean barbecue.
I don't know any.
Mm-mm. Right. Okay, good. Ramen, noodle plates, dumplings, all sorts of fried rice. I'll run down some of the meats quickly. Traditional bulgogi, brisket, top sirloin steak.
So hungry right now.
Yeah, I'm not helping anyone.
Damn you.
Pork ribs, sausage, spicy pork, apple pork, calamari, octopus, shrimp. All these things are things you can order within the all-you-can-eat, okay? Few rules. 2 hours max sitting at the table. Entire party must be there to be seated. Don't waste your food because they'll charge you for it, which is the right thing to do.
Oh, interesting.
Well, because you can't go in there and order 50 things and then just leave them on your table. There's people starving, like, literally outside in Van Nuys. So don't be a jerk.
Fantastic.
They also have combos and lunch specials. Okay, in the back, let's get into why this is a different place.
Okay.
Almost hidden. So hidden that the first time Danielle and I went, we had to be like, where's the pinball machines?
Oh, you heard about it, but you didn't know? You couldn't see?
Didn't know.
Interesting.
Hidden in the back, it's called On Tilt Pinball. It is a large and dark pinball bar with some of the best and newest release pinball machines. They hold tournaments. They have leagues. They have release parties for new games. And even the most recent release, the critically acclaimed Willy Wonka pinball machine is there. It's the only one here in Los Angeles that has it for right now. And yes, it was recently featured on Keeping Up with the Kardashians, but please don't hold that against it. Don't hold that against it. That's not fair. They're also pinball machine dealers, so if you actually want to spend the money and buy a machine for your house, well, they can do that for you too. And there's a private party room at this venue.
Oh, that's fantastic. Birthday party?
I could have my 40th birthday. I could hear Bean rolling his eyes.
I am looking at their Instagram, and I am starving.
I'm hungry, not looking
at their... Because it's great. Oh. It's 21 and up, at least when they're serving alcohol in the back, which I believe is most of the time. This is an adult hangout.
Yeah, okay.
This isn't for kids.
All right.
If you're a pinhead like me, some of the highlights of the 20 games they have in the back. By the way, that's a lot of pinball machines.
Yeah.
20 is a ton.
What a nerd alert.
Oh, speaking of that guy, Jack Black is in pictures at this place.
So Jack Black recently, that's true. Jack Black,
that was Jack Black's voice,
by the way, helping me sell the thing he thinks is nerdy. Jack Black recently just called it his favorite place in Los Angeles, did a whole Instagram story about going there. I think he's now obsessed with pinball and buying machines from them as well. Ones that you can get there, Willy Wonka Limited Edition, Dialed In. The Beatles have a new machine that's really cool, Platinum Edition there. Batman 66.
That one's kind of overrated though, right?
New Black Knight game. Monsters, Metallica Platinum. Anyway, all those are there. So let's go over Ace Goji one more time. You can have all you can have all you can eat Korean barbecue for under $30.
Amazing.
I'm going to that anyway.
Okay.
Yeah, without the pinball.
I agree with you. Pinball can either be the highlight or just the actual side dish. I agree with you. Okay. You can get drunk there and you can play great pinball. It gets no better, but it does because they're opening one 3 minutes from my house. In West Hills, so they're opening a second location at the Fallbrook Mall for the 818 heads out there. The old hometown buffet is now going to be an Ace Goji.
All right.
Guys.
I've been there.
This is extremely focused on me, but I genuinely think that everyone would have a lot of fun with all-you-can-eat great Korean barbecue, alcohol, and pinball.
I'm sorry. I don't speak geek.
I think I'm all in.
I'm in, all right. For sure.
Well, at least we have almost done. You know who we won't invite?
Who?
Bean.
Yeah.
That's my get up on this. Get up, get on up on this. Get up, get on up on this. Get
up, get on up on this. Get up, get on up on this. Bean makes his guest coming up on the program in about 20 minutes or so, and then we'll be looking for your stories of how you reached out to the internet and it solved your problem or made your dreams come true. I think that's going to be a fun segment coming up.
I don't like the internet right now.
Oh, no, we're out of time. Go to the next song. Hit it, Steve.
I'm not a fan of the internet. I'll tell you that right now.
Kevin, don't do it.
There's a tweet feed called Now This Is News.
Yes.
Canceled.
And they did a story about toilet paper and going to the restroom in public places, which we have all had to do.
Sure. You want to talk about a cat? What's your cat up to?
Yeah, is it okay?
Here we go.
By the way, we all have to, except for Jensen, who just poops himself rather than have to go in a public restroom.
Especially after this.
If you're anything like me, before you use a public toilet, you have to line it with a mountain of toilet paper. But is all that toilet paper really saving us from germs?
All right, the ones that don't have the pre-cut ones, you guys do that? Toilet paper?
Yeah, use toilet paper, sure. Yeah,
of course.
Maybe on two hands I count the amount of times that I've pooped in public in a place I don't know. I depend on that.
Yeah.
Well, it only makes sense because you have no idea how many butts have been on that seat and what's left behind. It would be irresponsible to not cover the toilet seat.
Or front parts, too. Bean?
Absolutely. Yes.
There's a doctor in this story named William Schaefer. He's a professor at Vanderbilt School of Medicine.
He's also probably Satan.
He was also a starship captain.
To you, he will be Satan.
A few years ago, I was in an airport where they had these automatic toilet seat liners on some of the toilets. That reduces the ick factor, which is important to a lot of people, but really doesn't prevent the transmission of any bad germs.
How
can that be?
Is it because toilet paper is so thin that any kind of germs can just get right through it?
It will be explained.
Okay.
Ready for a fun fact?
I think at this point,
no.
Can we vote?
I'm not interested.
I'm not ready for a fun fact.
The average human carries up to a kilogram of microorganisms, which are found on the skin, genitals, and the gastrointestinal system. On any given toilet, there's an average of 1,200 germs per square inch.
Hundred germs per square inch.
That is a bad number.
Is it a toilet baby?
Human waste can contain microbes that carry viruses like salmonella and hepatitis A and E.
Is that not bad enough for you?
If you think that's bad, studies have even found flesh-eating bacteria and E. coli on hospital bathroom toilet seats. Bacteria can live for days, depending on its type, location, and the humidity of the environment.
It can live for days!
Oh, no.
I want to gag.
Days!
Got boarded! Got boarded! Fabulous!
Right?
Outstanding! Wonderful! Terrific!
Right?
Got boarded!
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Got boarded!
So what's the...
We'll get to it.
Okay.
Back to Dr. Schaefer.
Luckily for us, our bodies are covered with yeast and our own set of bacteria that works like a shield to prevent outside germs from getting in.
All right, okay. That was a host still. Now, that's good news, right?
Yeah,
that
sounded like a upbeat.
Stop right there.
Stop right there.
Okay, we're done.
Your body can
we'll
fight
be right
off
back
those germs.
With what's happening coming up right after
back
this.
Back to Dr. Schaefer.
Yes, you could pick it up on your skin, but that doesn't mean you're going to get an illness from it. They usually don't penetrate the skin itself.
All right.
Unless, of course, you get a cut.
No.
Okay. Well, if you don't have a cut, it seems like you're relatively safe.
I don't have butt cuts.
Well, you know what's the easiest cut to find? Your butt. Considering you'd have to have a mirror, you wouldn't even know.
In most cases, your hands are the gateway to introducing germs to your body. Germs can be transported inside your body when you touch your mouth or rub your eyes. This is why it's always important to wash your hands after you use the bathroom.
Oh, okay, so for the most part, what he's saying is the toilet paper doesn't help.
Mm-hmm.
But what's important is that you wash your hands.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's how most people get sick.
Okay.
So can I ask a question that's now in my mind?
Mm-hmm.
Wiping my butt with toilet paper would technically be almost like not having anything.
That will be answered.
Oh, God.
While many opt for toilet paper as a source of protection, public health experts say it might be doing the opposite. You see, toilet paper is porous. It has tiny holes that small organisms can travel through. So when you line the seat with toilet paper, it only delays the time it takes for the bacteria to get to your skin.
Hmm. All right.
Nope.
There are two words that I don't love, and the two words are fecal matter.
Mm-hmm.
So I've replaced those with a sound effect. When you hear that, think fecal matter, because I don't want to say it over and over
That's
again.
That's fine. You've said it twice, but
okay.
Sure.
Here's Dr. Schaefer.
So you have in the bowl, and then you move that water with energy, that's the flush, and you do get some aerosolization. And some of that can contain bacteria.
Yeah.
Even the air.
This isn't me.
Yeah, you brought it
it's
to us.
It's important information that we need to know.
Oh. Guys.
That's like the worst story ever.
I mean, seriously, do we need this? Isn't ignorance bliss? I mean,
it is for me most of the time.
Yes.
But I believe, Bean, you want to know everything. You don't want to be kept out on any piece of information.
I thought I wanted to stay current. Now I just want to live in the dark ages again before we knew what germs were.
Let's continue.
According to a 2005 study, when you flush, you can jump out of the toilet as high as 2.7 feet.
Oh my God! Fecal matter's got hops.
It can jump out of the toilet.
Oh my gosh!
2.7 meters
higher than I can jump.
Theoretically, those particles can then spread from the toilet bowl to the toilet paper. So when you wipe, you're exposing yourself to the same.
Okay, so are we not supposed to? We're not supposed to wipe.
Then, are
we're almost done.
Looking smart with their bidets right now?
They are sort of, yeah. They really are. But at least from here, they give us good news. So it's all uphill from here, you guys.
Grossed out gets even worse.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. It gets worse. That's my bad. No. It does get worse. That's my bad.
Goddamn, Kevin.
Our bathroom.
Yeah, this guy's the worst.
When you go into our bathroom, you take the paper towel, and what happens?
Well, number one, they're not paper towels. What are you saying? I take the toilet paper.
Yeah, I'm saying to wash your hands after you, dry your hands after you wash them.
We're going to address that?
It's the air dryer. It's the air dryer.
I thought we were just talking poo.
Which ours are automatic.
If that bathroom has an automatic hand dryer, it can suck particles out of the air and push them back out every time it's activated. That means you're drying your hands with the same thing can even happen at home.
You're drying your hands with poo air.
Yeah.
It's poo air.
Yes.
Just all around you.
Yes.
Everywhere.
So I think we all agree the answer is squatting or hovering.
Or pooping your pants.
Correct.
Fight against dirty toilets is often fought by squatting or hovering. But experts warn against this as it can increase your risk for an infection.
Okay, so we can't do that.
Oh, my God. What is safe?
And this is the big wrap-up. This is where he ties it all together and gives us hope.
But as long as there's no liquid or visible on the toilet seat, it should be okay for you to sit down bare bones.
He's saying it's better to sit on a toilet seat without paper towel on paper.
Toilet paper.
Toilet paper on it than it is to put toilet paper on. It's better. It's healthier.
Makes no sense.
As long as you can't see anything on the toilet. If it's dry, sit on it without toilet paper.
Can I be the first on the show to apologize to our listeners for this
important
segment?
Information?
Well, for this segment,
we're doing a service,
and I think Kevin should be burned at the stake.
Yeah,
this is awful.
Yeah,
just don't touch your eyes or your mouth, and immediately wash your hands. Because if you did come in contact with that would be a direct conduit for germs to enter the body. So if this made you feel afraid of sitting on a toilet, get over yourself. There's germs everywhere.
It's our fault that makes us feel bad about going to the toilet.
Thanks, bud.
I hate him.
All right, let's talk about your toothbrushes. Ready?
No. No. I don't want to know anything else about my bathroom today.
Okay. Kevin, you don't get to talk anymore. Your privileges have been rescinded. I'm sorry.
Not now, Kevin.
God damn it. That was brutal.
Brought it up in the room yesterday. Everybody said, "Well, that sounds crazy. Let's do it."
Yeah, but
now all of a sudden today,
saying and hearing it, two different things.
Yeah, we didn't know how awful it was going
to
be.
And I believe you pitched it like, "Hey, you know how you put toilet paper down? Maybe we don't need to do that."
And we were like, "Oh, that sounds like a cool story.
What
a cool personal interest story."
Yeah. Maybe I softballed that one a little.
We're going to save the rainforest. Awesome, Kevin, bring that story to us.
I got to tell you, we're all, once Halloween passed.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
It's all Christmas.
Yeah, November 1st.
I love Thanksgiving.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's a great pit stop on the way to Christmas.
Sure.
But it's just on the side of the road. Let's be honest. It's all Christmas all the time.
Right.
Amen.
Until yesterday.
Oh.
When I realized that Jensen pays people to decorate his house.
Well.
What do you mean?
And then I assume based on that.
Right.
He pays people to wrap gifts.
Right.
And then I assume.
Probably buy the gifts too.
And then I assume open the gifts as well.
And
I assume.
Just show joy. Show joy on your face.
I need to see more happiness. Come on, people.
Just so you understand your assumptions.
Okay.
Two out of three are right.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Which two? Buying gifts?
I have them wrapped by someone.
You have them wrapped by someone.
Yeah.
But isn't a special someone in your life a huge gift wrapper? She loves it.
My wife. But
she can't wrap them if they're hers.
Right.
Okay.
And also, like, boy.
And by the way,
we're going to get in the weeds here.
I know.
Even if they aren't the greatest wrapping, she would appreciate it because you did it. Why are you the Grinch?
Okay. When I was a kid and we used to do those book covers that were like
the paperback,
I never could fold it right, and I'd show up in class and it would like just fall off my book. And I said to myself, one day I'll be able to pay someone to do
that's
wrapping correctly.
The saddest dream of a child.
And
one day.
I mean, number one, how dare you even say anything
how
about
do you
my childhood
even
dreams?
Think about that while you're a child, though.
Because I knew I was bad at
no,
folding.
No, but why don't you think, you know what? I should take 5 minutes and learn to fold.
I've tried 100 times.
You haven't.
Your focus is on the front of my house.
right?
Partly. Yeah.
Okay.
But now we know
you're
this.
Bringing it inside.
All right.
All right.
Now, inside the house, I decorate myself.
Okay.
But outside, the house is tall.
Yeah.
It's just sort of a scary thing to do. I always felt like if I go up on a ladder, I'm going to fall off it and be brain dead. And there's a service that comes to your house every year. They bring the lights even for storage. Like, they bring it to you. And then they hang it up. And they put it on the house. And then I walk out. And it's done.
I'm not going to lie. When I had first heard that he pays people to decorate, it hurt my heart. Because I thought, oh, that's something that I so enjoy. I even enjoy, like, lugging my stuff in from the garage.
Right.
Ellie gives us about a two-month heads up when she's going to decorate.
Because I'll tell you, I have close to 20 bins.
Wow.
20 bins.
Yeah. But I don't feel like having someone, if you have the means to put Christmas lights up outside.
Sure.
I don't hate it, Jensen.
Wait, you don't hate that he pays somebody?
No. The idea. Well, I walked outside while they were doing it, like a real slave master does. And I walked outside and I just stared at them. And it was sad because they were listening to Christmas music.
Why is that sad?
Well, so you felt like you were missing out a little?
Yes, I immediately was like, oh, I thought they'd listen to like AC/DC or something. Like, I didn't think they were going to actually live the moment.
They're so in the spirit.
And there I was being like, faster! You know, it just didn't go well with the music.
They're like, oh, sir, do you mind if we take a break? We bring our own cocoa. Like, it's just
they have like a beautiful Christmas moment. And I was like, no, keep drinking vinegar. Like, I'm still kind of trying to get him to work faster, you know? Right.
They exchange gifts in his front yard. Right.
Yeah. Their whole family's there.
I can't believe you, man.
Yes.
They're eating s'mores.
Grandma's sitting there making a s'more.
And I'm like, hey, guys, what's going on here? Well, why would you do this? You just put up my lights.
I love it so much.
Yeah, I don't have any really bad feeling towards it. I just know that it felt kind of anti-Christmas. It felt like I was going against the season.
I will tell you this. One of my biggest memories growing up was my parents putting the lights on outside and them getting in a fight every single year.
Oh, really?
About the lights, and my mother wasn't doing something right, and my dad was getting them too rat. Like, they would argue putting up the lights every year, like, to the point where my brother and I would, like, this is the year they get a divorce over the lights. This is it.
But in the end, the Christmas spirit took over.
It did.
Mm-hmm. And it was a beautiful thing because they did it themselves and they didn't pay someone from the outside to decorate their house.
Okay. Well, my dad does.
Oh, he does. See?
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
Do you want
I'm
me to,
disappointed in all of you.
Do you want me to tell you the real thing about the gifts a bit?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. About wrapping the gifts?
Yes.
Yeah.
I get them wrapped.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And one of the reasons is because out of my obsessive compulsive disorder, the only thing that has really stuck around with me is like glitter and things that come off of like ribbon and stuff.
Yeah.
And so in this case,
that drives you crazy.
Oh, insane. Totally nuts. So this woman just gets it all done. I pick it up. It looks perfect. It looks like
is there no glitter on it?
Nothing.
So you said hard rules for her.
Hey,
no
that.
Glitter.
She's like,
you glitter a present.
The glitter weirdo. Yeah, here comes the glitter weirdo.
I get it, though. I get that.
You know what? I already feel a little weird. Is there any way we could change the music for a second, Mugs?
Because of our traditions.
Thank you.
We've kept our balance for many, many years.
I don't know what this is.
Oh, it's a song that I feel a little more comfortable playing while talking about the holidays. It's just I want to be fully inclusive. This is Fiddler on the Roof.
You're not, We have traditions for everything.
Just, you know.
How to sleep.
Didn't know the intro was so long.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Yeah. What's he saying?
How to work. How to wear clothes.
Okay. It's a very long intro.
Right. Too long of an intro.
It's pretty long.
Kevin,
we always
keep our heads covered.
He's about to get into it. Here we go.
And always wear a little prayer shawl.
I can't believe how long the intro is.
How long till he gets to it, do you think?
Oh, I don't know. Oh.
You may ask.
Small robot.
Now we have to stick with it.
Oh, we have to stick with it.
Now we're stuck.
I didn't know it was so long of an intro.
Okay.
I don't know.
Come on! Oh,
come on, man.
But it's a tradition.
Okay, here we go. Here it goes.
And because of our tradition.
Okay, all right.
Sing it.
Hold on.
Here. Every one of us knows who he is.
Is he reading a book?
And what God expects him to do.
Hey!
Day and night must
there you go. Kevin,
I'm
yes.
sure that was worth it.
That was worth it.
Sure.
That was well worth it.
That was a long slide for an hour, I'll tell you that.
Kevin, what do you do with your lights?
Oh, no, I pay. Yeah, there's no way I'm putting those up.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock 106.7. It's coming up on 8 o'clock, and now it's time to ask Allie McKay something we ask her every day. What's happening?
Oh, really? I thought you were going to say, please stop talking.
Oh, no, we do that, too.
We need you to stop.
We do that in the 9 o'clock,
yeah.
though.
Okay, got it.
8 o'clock still, what's happening?
Jensen, how long have you been with the Kevin and Bean Show now?
A year and a half.
Year and a half. Mm-hmm. Okay, I feel like you may not know about this, but when I had first started, there was a movie that would always come up when we'd talk about Christmas movies. Mm-hmm. And I was told I'm no longer allowed to talk about it.
Okay.
It was too much for Kevin and Bean, who neither had seen this movie. But they're like, no, you just talk about it too much. Stop it. Beer Mug, do you remember what that movie was?
I do.
But are you bringing this up because you know you're safe because Kevin or
pretty
Bean
much,
is not here today?
No, it has to do with the soundbite I'm going to play for you. But okay.
I do know the movie you are referring to.
What is it?
Well, can I tell you the composer on it?
Oh, my God. What's wrong with you?
I mean, what are you looking at the IMDb?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's Hans Zimmer is the composer.
Okay. What's the freaking movie, Beer Mug?
The Holiday.
The Holiday. Have you seen The Holiday?
I've never seen The Holiday.
Destiny, have you seen
yes,
The Holiday?
Yes, I have. I love
is
that
Is it
movie.
Not one of the greatest Christmas movies of all
yes,
time?
Yes, I watch it every
It is
Christmas.
Perfection.
Every Christmas is, you watch it, Destiny?
Yes, I do. Hmm.
It is
this
wonderful.
Is like, this is like when two serial killers meet in a jail. Yeah. They're
and
like
we bond.
At the cafeteria and they're like, oh, I'm insane too.
Yeah.
Oh, me too.
Wait,
funny.
You carve the bodies like that?
Yes. You. The TV speaks to you and tells you
yes.
to kill your mom? Oh, amazing.
Okay, here's the thing. It involves a swap of houses during the holidays because Kate Winslet is having this horrible situation at work and with this guy. She lives in England. She goes on this website and Cameron Diaz, who's having a horrible time in LA, horrible time with her fiance. She's like, I got to get out of here. They swap houses. So Kate Winslet goes to LA. Cameron Diaz goes to London.
Blah, 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 blah.
Jude Law, Kate Winslet's brother, Cameron Diaz meet. Sparks fly. It's amazing. But here's why I bring this
and
up.
They switch out husbands and wives?
No, there's no husbands or wives.
Oh. Yeah.
Kate Winslet is in Los Angeles where she meets a composer of the movies that Cameron Diaz does the trailers for.
Hans Zimmer.
Jack Black. Very close. Very
right,
close.
Right.
Jack Black is such a damn delight in this movie. He's like a romantic lead in this movie. It is so wonderful. But the reason I'm bringing up The Holiday, which honestly came out in
2006.
2006? Really?
No, why so soon?
Wow. Is because Jack Black was asked on the red carpet about what his favorite movie was during Christmas time.
What would you say is your number one holiday film that you have to watch every year?
My favorite holiday film, you know what? It's got to be Elf. Because once again, Jon Favreau, I don't know if I'm saying it right, and Will Ferrell just knocking it out the park.
I appreciate the humility. You could have said your own movie.
Do I have a Christmas movie? Which one is mine? Oh, The Holiday. Obviously, The Holiday. Nancy Myers, genius. Let's do this.
Wow.
So she mouthed even the word The Holiday, and that's when it clicked in his head that I was in a movie during the holidays called The Holiday.
A guy who's in it, it isn't even his favorite Christmas movie, and you're sitting here breaking down the plot for people at 8 a.m.
So it's, good. It is not my favorite Christmas movie. That, of course, is Christmas Vacation, as it should be everyone's favorite Christmas
blah,
movie.
Blah, blah, blah.
But The Holiday got us good. Destiny, let's watch it tomorrow
all right.
together.
All right, sounds good.
Fantastic.
Oh, yeah, this could be great.
It's going to be wonderful.
Cannot wait.
You guys, you hear about what happened last night on Survivor?
Yep, somebody died.
Nope.
No.
No.
I'm screaming.
History was made on last night's episode of Survivor when a contestant
died.
was booted from the show for an undisclosed reason. That's the first time that has happened in the series' 19-year run. At the end of the episode, host Jeff Probst visited the tribe's camp to inform the remaining castaways that Dan had been
Not
ejected.
Dan. Not
it was Dan.
Dan. Oh, well,
it was
I had Dan winning it all.
He wouldn't provide specific information on why, but he said Dan was removed from the game after a report of another incident, which happened off camera and did not involve a player, read a message at the end of the episode. And why would I say another incident? Oh, because apparently earlier in the show, A fellow contestant, Kelly Kim, said that he was inappropriately touching her. She asked him to stop. He did it again, involving her personal space. So they had a talking to, apparently.
Sure.
But last night's incident, or whenever this happened, had to do with a crew member. So it wasn't one of the cast members. But I guess when it happens to a crew member, that's when they get serious about booting the guy. But
or a second offense, but yes.
Eh,
wait, so wait, whatever. So this dude is handsy, basically.
He's pretty handsy, even though he's been told to stop it and been told by production to stop it.
That dude's gross.
Yeah, not a good situation. Apparently,
he has no pizza experience.
I don't know about that. He might soon have pizza experience. Mm-hmm. He's apparently a Hollywood talent manager.
Oh.
Yeah. All of this is making sense now.
It's on brand.
Dan Spilo or Spilo. Mm-hmm. So you got kicked off Survivor.
Yeah.
Dude, how's your day going? Go ahead, Jensen. What would you like to say?
Anyone watching Survivor still?
Dave.
Right.
Dave is keeping CBS afloat for people under the age of 65.
Blue Bloods.
Blue Bloods. Oh, he loves Blue,
I love
Bloods.
Blue Bloods.
He loves Survivor. He is not CBS's demographic, but boy, does he support.
It's just good stuff.
And we keep telling him we're not owned by CBS anymore.
Right.
So you can
drop the facade.
You can stop it.
He's like, no, man, someone got to watch Young Sheldon.
I don't know. I don't know what's happening.
Thank you, King of Mexico, for the decline of Western civilization.
Wow, that's pretty serious. Mm-hmm. Guys, I want to tell you about what's happening with an airline. It is delightful, and I think it's lovely, mm-hmm. and I support them, but this could backfire. Alaska Airlines announced plans to celebrate the Christmas season by offering priority boarding, for one day at least, to passengers wearing ugly holiday sweaters. The airline said passengers who wear ugly Christmas sweaters on December 20th, which also happens to be National Ugly Sweater Day, will be offered priority boarding on all Alaska and Horizon Air flights.
Question.
Yes.
It's a great idea.
Great.
Great promotion.
Great.
What if the entire flight is wearing ugly Christmas sweaters?
Everyone gets on at the same time.
But what if you're the last guy in line? You're not getting priority
boarding. I think it's they just rush the plane.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
I don't think that they put them in line or anything. They
I
just
gotcha.
Go, oh, everyone came in a sweater? Go.
Go.
Also,
and then, running the bulls.
What if someone's just wearing an ugly sweater? They have no idea. Yeah.
And then they say, that's so funny. Welcome to the priority.
Boarding.
And he goes,
and they're like, no.
I've had this for 22 years.
Yeah, my Nana knit this for me.
This
what are you
favorite.
Talking
you
about ugly?
It's my favorite sweater.
Right? What if that happens?
I mean, be happy with the priority boarding, but also question your wardrobe.
But Nana made it.
Right.
It's very special. Nana passed away last year, right around the holidays. It's a hard time.
Anyone who comes on the plane in a sweater, just be like, that is ugly. Come on in.
Yeah. Right.
Anyone.
And they're like, Coogee. Right?
And Coogee sweater.
Coogee down to the socks.
Anybody who comes to the plane in the Santa cocaine sweater gets automatically upgraded to first class.
Oh, I've heard that.
They get special holiday-themed cocktails.
I have heard that.
That is not true. Please don't go to Alaska on December 20th.
See you there,
and
guys.
Try that.
Wear
However,
the cocaine shirt.
Wear the cocaine Santa sweater because it's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Some birthdays for you, Mayim Bialik, Regina Hall, Bill Nighy.
Do you know about Mayim Bialik's birthday?
Yeah. Sheila Ead, Jennifer Connelly, and Bob
22
Barker.
Years old, the kid was.
And
kid
that's
was
what's
full beard.
Happening.
On Thursdays, we talk to Dr. Drew Pinsky. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, guys. And then I just freak you guys out. That's what we do every Thursday.
I mean, a lot of times you're a wet blanket.
Yeah, this one's going to hit real close to home for me.
Yeah, I tell you what. So what we're talking about is the actress that plays Khaleesi. Now I'm blanking on her name. Amelia Clark.
Mm-hmm.
She gave an interview to the New Yorker magazine. I cannot recommend this article strongly enough. You know, I do that daytime radio show with Leanne Tweed, and she was reading it to me while I was walking around. And the hair stood up on the back of my neck. It's the most unbelievable story you've ever heard. All the while, the Khaleesi was filming season one and season two of Game of Thrones.
For those of you that don't know, she said she survived two life-threatening aneurysms.
Unreal.
And by life-threatening, I mean both bleeds should, and by should, I mean like 80% should have taken her out.
Oh,
wow.
And while she has the biggest break of her career, you know what I mean? She can't just walk away from it.
It was like her first starring role.
Yeah.
So she had what's called a thunderclap headache. This is, you know, there are different kinds of headaches. I guess we should talk about headache a little bit. You know, there's migraine headaches, cluster headaches, tension headaches. And we really, these are very common, of course. But if you have something we call a thunderclap headache, which is the worst headache of your life with neck pain and stiffness, you should see a doctor. So she had that, went to the hospital, and was having, like, confusion and starting to have vision problems, which, of course, also mean neurological stuff. And she bled into her brain. They did a scan.
Wow.
And she had an aneurysm. So they
Which
went
means
in
what? What's an aneurysm?
Aneurysm, you know how the side of your tire can blow out with a bleb?
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Well, the same thing can happen in arteries. It's genetically sort of a predisposition. And in a region of the brain called the circle of Willis, which is in the base of the brain, you can get these little bubbles that develop, and they're weak, and they blow. And hers blew. And they can go in with a wire that they feed up your femoral artery and your leg.
Is that the coil?
And coil it, exactly. Allie, good for you.
No. Dr. Drew.
I didn't say it.
I know.
Allie,
you just
cussed,
but let me just say this right now. Thanks to the good people at Cedars-Sinai, big ups to Dr. Shavink. My mom is healthy and happy, and everything is great.
Part
and
of the 20%.
Yes.
Have you been checked for aneurysm?
I have, actually, right after that, because my mom's was congenital, and my mom had migraines her whole life, like I have migraines my whole life.
And let me just...
And Jensen
just
has migraines as well.
Out a little further.
Okay.
Your anisocoria can be caused by a posterior communicating artery aneurysm.
Hey,
why have we never discussed this part?
Never imagined that would be a possible
But also dumb it down for me.
That's
What's
the
happening?
Thing with my eye that when I was talking to Dr. Drew a couple years ago at Acoustic, he's
yes.
like, why is one of your pupils like this? You have what?
Anisocoria. Well, it's ptosis on that side you get from the posterior communicating artery. It's probably nothing. It's probably not. I'm glad
you're checked. Listen, you're all right, probably. All good.
You're amazing.
But I would get that checked out. Let's just do MRA, it's called, where they look at the arteries in your vein. But not a bad idea.
Dr. Drew,
it is congenital. It is genetic.
Can you tell the difference between a migraine
and a thunder
mm-hmm. headache? Or
thunderclap. Yeah. It's hard. It's very hard. And we don't even know really what causes migraines. We sort of think it's inflammation of vessels changes in blood supply, blood flow. But thunderclap is kaboom. It hits you really hard. And often a little confusion, it's like disorientation, fatigue, but neck pain and stiffness is the key. Can't move my neck. It's very much like meningitis because the meningeals will get inflamed by the blood.
Yeah.
Right? And so the coil. Tell them about the coil, Allie.
I have no idea what it means, how they did it.
Okay.
Thank you, Dr. Shavink. But they put this coil up, and it essentially, like, cauterizes the area around.
Exactly. It just destroys the aneurysm. Now, so they did that with the Khaleesi. Mm-hmm. She recovered from the bleed. She woke up on a ventilator and tells this hair-raising story. Goes ahead. I think she filmed season 2 or something.
Yeah.
Just having horrible fatigue. I mean, after your brain is injured, fatigue is just overwhelming. She said she would it's a kind of a fatigue you can't imagine, and she described it very vividly. Then, towards the end of season 2, has another thunderclap headache. They go in. She has another aneurysm. They try to coil it. It fails. It bleeds massively.
Wow.
They have to do emergency neurosurgery on her, open her skull up, lift her brain, clip the aneurysm. She should have died right there.
She's
had like
an
80%
miracle.
Probably of death.
She had what, 80% chance?
Yeah, of dying.
Oh, wow.
And then I think, based on what we know about what happened to Luke Perry, this is probably what happened to him, because you heard this rumor, TMZ sort of backs this up, that he had a, quote, second stroke.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what happens after a bleed, and if for about 2 to 4 days after the initial bleed, you can get spasming in the arteries to the brain that can actually cause a stroke. And so she was at very high risk for that, made it through, got off the ventilator, couldn't speak, couldn't move one side of her body, couldn't understand English, had to retrain her speech centers and recover and do another season.
Wow,
crazy. She's a miracle.
She's a miracle.
Drew, I have migraines that since probably the last 8 to 10 years that I've never read or had anyone tell me, like, oh, and I relate to it. Reading this article was the first time I've ever related to someone talking about their headache. I've had MRIs, I've had everything that goes on, and no one's ever brought up aneurysm or anything like that. This is what happens to me, but it would show up in these MRIs, or are you going to tell me that it doesn't always?
No, that's why they're doing all that, is to make sure it's not something like an aneurysm. And there's all kinds of goofy stuff that can go wrong in our head, let's be fair.
Mm-hmm.
And
I don't think
goofy's
the right word.
Well, maybe for you.
But we open our conversation by saying, you know, there's three kinds of headaches, migraine, cluster, and tension, but then there's the other category. And aneurysms, infections, tumor, all the other category is everything else.
Right.
And when the reason neurologists are so careful is they don't want to miss the other category, because that's important, has to be treated and can't be cured in most cases.
Right.
Yeah. Well, we have a whole other discussion, because I also have non-growing tumors in the midbrain.
So, what? Like a pineal tumor or something?
They just don't grow. They could be juvenile.
Where? What region?
Midbrain.
Like in the pineal gland, that kind of thing?
Oh, I don't know exactly. And it's not – they can't remove it because it's right in the middle, and if they go in, all vegetable out or whatever. But they check it every few months in order to make sure it doesn't grow or multiply.
That might be where the headaches are coming from, right?
I know. They say it's not, but I know it is. Anyway, that's –
we are a mess.
Very specific. Yeah, we're all dying is what I'm saying.
This is going to be a new morning team. I mean, what?
Huh? What?
Oh, come on.
Hurtful.
Hey, Dr. Drew, I just want to bring up one more thing, which is Amelia thought she was in great shape and was working out and was getting ready to do it. So this can hit anyone at any point. It has nothing to do with that.
Look, this is the thing. I'm going to bum everyone out for the morning. But you know, there are libraries filled with all the things that can go wrong in our body medically when we are in the midst of what seems to be complete health. There are things that happen. We are biological entities, and things go haywire. The miracle is that we go from day to day without these things happening. No, I kid you not. In the modern era, we rarely see these things, or if we see them, we cure them. But people, you know, this is why we have people forgetting that we need sanitation and we need rodent control or we need to, you know, get fleas out of our house and we need to take vaccines, because these things happen. They happen a lot. And we can do a lot to control them and get rid of them, but we have to do it.
All right. You can follow Dr. Drew on Twitter.
Good morning, everybody.
At Dr. Drew. Dr. Drew Midday Live, he mentioned Monday to Friday, 12 to 3 p.m. on 790 KABC. You can go to his website. He has four different podcasts.
Honestly, sir.
DrDrew.com and Heal is the app. You can download Heal on your phone and get a doctor in the comfort of your own home.
Yep. Drew, do you cuss on any of those podcasts?
No, I saved that for the FCC, radio.
Thank
Excellent.
You.
Thank you. Where do we go?
Billie Eilish, Bury a Friend on the world famous K-Rock.
Mm-hmm.
Love that song so much.
She rules.
She and her brother did that in the bedroom of their parents' house.
Every song they do, yeah.
It's insane.
And now she's like the biggest star in the world in music, basically.
Yep,
yeah.
Agreed. Just turned 17?
Something like that.
Yeah, crazy.
It really makes me feel unmotivated.
We were talking yesterday about our hot takes. Every one of us has some opinion.
Yeah.
That everybody else is angry at and think you're crazy.
Some more than others.
Yeah, you have a completely fire hot take that infuriates people, but deep down in your soul, you believe it to be true.
Which is true in the sense that people hate me for saying that I think every concert should be 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's dumb. I do hate you for that.
I'm even saying it could be 45 minutes to an hour, but I know for sure concerts should not be more than an hour. That is how I genuinely feel.
Right.
So live with it.
I mean... Okay.
Yeah.
Do you want to do the segment, or are you just, mad now?
You guys could look at me for the rest of the segment.
Because I'm saying, honestly, if I go to the trouble of getting the time to make sure I go early, I have to park, I go in, and it's Muse or one of my favorite bands, and they play 45 minutes, I want my money back.
Yeah.
That's a ripoff.
Number one, there's no return policies for concerts. You've seen the whole thing.
I'm so angry.
You can't give back the product. So thanks, sir.
Wow, he's not only sticking with it, he's doubling and tripling down. But you got a lot of flack for that, for that hot take.
Yes.
It did infuriate people, but it started us talking about what are some of our hot takes that people get really mad at, but we're sticking with it.
And that we genuinely believe. These are
Absolutely.
Not troll moves.
Yeah.
Right.
Kevin, your hot take is something I had mentioned a week ago.
Oh, I've felt this way for a long time, and people have hated me for it.
And you've thought it forever.
And you've hidden it.
No, I haven't hidden it. He's talked about it.
Okay,
I have talked about it.
Yeah, go ahead with your hot take.
Beatles are not that good.
That's so
crazy. Beatles
are
not that good.
Overrated.
Here's the thing. They're overrated, but they came along at the exact right point in history. If somebody else comes along and takes that spot, and they're the second or third band in, no one remembers them.
It's not, but they're not.
Nobody remembers
but
them.
But they're not wonderful. No. I need somebody help, not just anybody
help. You know, I need someone help. So, I mean,
that's a bop.
Yeah, but it's not, I think they're overrated.
You just don't think they're like revolutionary.
No,
but
I think that they happen. I can't deny that they have a place in history, a very important turning point in music.
Yeah. But let it be. Oh, yeah, this one on the other. Now, this was disposable.
I mean, half of what Paul McCartney does is disposable.
Oh, come on. I didn't bring up Wings. I'm saying the Beatles.
Okay.
I will say, for someone that just thinks, oh, they're catchy, I get it. They have cute songs.
Right.
When I saw him with James Corden and he went back to England and was
around,
performed in a
and
pub.
Him talking in the car about that song in particular, mm-hmm. when he talks about how his mother, Mary, came to him in a dream and was just like, let it go. Like, everything's going to be fine. I cried like a baby.
So wait, are you saying that you
believe... No, 5 minutes after that, I was like, still over it.
This is
so you agree with me.
Yeah, I agree with you, Kevin.
It's a bad take.
I mean, but I believe it. And if a Beatles song comes on when I'm in the car, I can't change it fast. I don't hate them,
They changed music. They were a boy band,
because
basically.
Because of the time they were perfectly placed
right
in
place,
time.
Right time.
Their
yes.
evolution is bonkers.
And I heard a man say that because of the Beatles, we grew hair.
I did hear that guy as well. So that's the one that everyone is mad at me for. And
then
we're going to take your calls at 1-800-520-1067. You have a take that you actually believe that everyone thinks you're crazy.
Kevin, you're such a disease.
I have one that I
have tweeted before, and I've mentioned it before, and it angers people because I truly believe that no one loves LaCroix. You're all just drinking it, thinking, oh, look at me drinking this. Oh, it's so much better for you than soda.
Is it just water?
It's seltzer water that tastes like a little bit like peach ass and then a little bit like pear ass.
Peaches have asses?
It's not as good as everyone says it is.
You know what it tastes like? You know when you have a cup that you didn't fully wash out and there's like a little bit of juice in it, but then you put water in it?
Absolutely.
It tastes like that all
the time.
It's
like if Hansen Soda said... We give up. That's all I'm saying. And I tweeted out a little thing that I saw online that made me laugh so hard, that LaCroix is made by the same company that makes Faygo.
Sure. The ICP Juggalo soda.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Whoop whoop. Mm-hmm. So the point of that was, you're just bougie Juggalos. Like, you need to get over yourself, you LaCroix drinkers.
Bougie Juggalo.
And
good band name.
People were so upset when they found out it wasn't LaCroix.
Right.
Because it's LaCroix, because they're from Wisconsin. So calm your teas. You're not like on the French Riviera sipping ass juice. Calm down.
Jeez, good one.
Sipping ass juice is good?
Good one.
In that particular
Sipping on ass juice.
Laid back. With my mind on my money on LaCroix.
Guys, make way for Hot Take Jones.
All right, 1-800.
Get out of the way.
520-1067 is the phone number. You call, and we will talk to you coming up next on K-Rock. All right, just ahead of Foo Fighters, let's take one phone call. Let's make it Jamie in Granada Hills. Good morning, Jamie.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hi, how's it going?
Good, thank you. You have a hot take that everybody hates.
Yes, so it's actually my boyfriend's. Okay. He swears up and down that no one really likes the taste of alcohol, which makes me so mad.
I love that. And I agree with him. I don't think anyone loves the taste of alcohol.
How do you know that if they don't agree, if they don't like it?
I think they like the spirits of it. They like getting wasted or buzzed or whatever. I don't think that they're like, this is Snapple. I don't think they're thrilled by the taste.
You know what, Jamie? I just saw a study released last week that scientists have proven that nobody... really likes the taste of alcohol or black coffee, but we trick our mind into liking the effects of both.
Yep.
Literally just read that last week, Jamie.
That's nonsense.
Don't tell your boyfriend.
Jamie's
don't tell your boyfriend
2020.
No, don't tell him.
Elect him.
Thank you for the call, Jamie. 1-800-520-1067. Your calls are next. All right, look, we're all just having fun here, right?
I mean,
let's be nice to each other. We have hot takes. Some people hate it.
Sure.
Get out the way, everyone.
I don't think the Beatles...
Get out the way!
I don't think the Beatles were all that great.
Here comes Hot Take Jones.
Yes,
oh, no.
Yes, Jensen.
The man who created this, the man who has opinions that are hated but true. Ghostbusters 1, a great movie.
Yes. One of the all-time greats.
One of the all-time greats.
Okay.
I want you to know that Ghostbusters 2 is as good as Ghostbusters 1 or better.
Stupid.
It's true.
That's just stupid.
Ghostbusters 2 is a great movie.
That's the one where the guy's in the place with the artwork
City,
and all that stuff?
Viggo the Carpathian.
Viggo, ridiculous.
New York City is negative, and they need to turn it positive, and they do it. There's slime, and there's pink slime under the... And also, people love the Ray Parker Jr. Ghostbusters theme.
Right.
That's like, oh, it's the best. The song from Ghostbusters 2 is 100% better than Ray Parker Jr.'s.
Okay, I don't know the song from
it's
2.
It's Bobby Brown, On Our Own. This is it.
Oh, I remember that.
this.
Here's what I'm going to tell you.
Ghostbusters 2, again, the hot take, Ghostbusters 2 is as good as Ghostbusters 1.
That's ridiculous. And that song is a good song.
It's a bop. Mm-hmm.
But the first one is better because it's campy. That's why I like the first one. It's
not, so we like campy
stuff. It doesn't take itself seriously. The whole movie is campy.
No, Ghostbusters 2 is as good as 1. The song is 100% better.
Okay, you're done. All right, let's go to Pam in Burbank. Good morning, Pam.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Morning.
Good, thank you.
All right. Okay.
You believe
so
first and foremost,
Kevin.
Yes.
I agree with you. The Beatles are totally overrated.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
Woohoo!
And second of all, don't kill me, but I did not find, nor did I enjoy, The Princess Bride. Ooh. I thought it was really dumb.
Inconceivable.
What?
Hot take.
How did I know you were going to say that?
That is a steaming hot take.
Wow.
Wow.
So when everyone talks about it.
I'm going strong, guys.
Did you watch it more than once? Like, did you just give up on it and turn hard?
Were you in a horrible mood when you watched it? Like your family had just perished in a fire?
No, I watched it. I was told by my friends you have got to see it. And I finally watched it. And oh my God, it was so horrible. I wanted to like it, but it was so bad. I'm sorry. I really hated it.
I don't want Pam on my side now.
Pam, do you know that you're like one of the only people in the world that feels that way?
You know what? I'm totally okay with that.
Look at her. Nicely done.
I agree. That's the point of this whole thing.
Well,
your hot take that you truly believe infuriates people. And I need Pam to prepare to die. Yeah. So, yes.
Both of those?
Yes. Yeah.
All right. Let's go to Paul in Burbank. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
Morning.
How's it going?
It's going well, thank you.
Let's get hot.
Ew.
All right, look, Jensen's right. Concerts should end around 45 to an hour.
Wow.
Jensen's clapping by himself.
Yeah, you just...
45 minutes.
I'll clap with him. There's two of us clapping.
Thank you, Paul.
I turned off his mic.
Yeah.
Paul and I clapping.
But... You don't feel like it's a reason.
He has a point. Paul, go on.
Do we know that?
Well, yeah, we do. I think most bands aren't able to keep a full hour of entertaining stuff on stage.
Agreed.
So I feel like when you get to about 45 to an hour, it's time to do something else, unless it's transcendental, which it almost never is.
Okay. Are there exceptions to your rule? Because I would argue, are there exceptions to your rule? Because I would argue a band that has the catalog and the stage show of U2 could do 2 hours and it would be fascinating.
I think after an hour I would leave no matter.
Really?
And I'm a musician and I perform, but I just think like that's about it. An hour is all I can handle.
Thank you, Paul.
All right.
We have our meeting every week, as you know, so I'll see you at 7:30 tomorrow night.
Get off my phone, Paul.
It's a 3-minute meeting.
Get off our phone.
All right. Let's go to Gerald in Huntington Beach. Hi there.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, thank you. What's your hot take that people hate you for?
Tom Brady is no way the greatest quarterback of all time.
Here's the thing, Gerald. I totally get that because what you're saying is he's the greatest NFL player of all time.
No. He needs to deflate the ball just to throw it.
Mm-hmm.
So how does that work?
I mean, I don't see that. Logic doesn't back yourself up at all. I mean,
you don't think so?
No, because
there's also Spygate. Remember,
we all had Spygate.
Yeah, he needed to cheat, and he still had trouble.
Yeah, look into that.
There was a tuck rule. We had that.
Who do you? What?
And then they should have lost the Super Bowl when Seattle. Gave it to Marshawn Lynch.
That's coaching.
Gerald. By the way, Gerald has a hot take, obviously, but he also has points because how do you, with the greatest quarterback of all time, and have that many cheating controversies?
If you look into those cheating controversies, they weren't really controversies. There's a rule now. Let me guess, Gerald. Are you a Raiders fan?
Maybe.
Yeah! Tom Brady, suck it! Bring me the snow!
Wow! Nailed it. All right, a few more.
I love you, Gerald.
Let's go to Paul in Seal Beach. Good morning, Paul.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good,
hey,
Paul.
Thank you.
Here's the thing. The movie Grease with John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John.
Yes, sure. That classic.
That's like a steaming pile, right?
You know what, Paul? This is really funny because this was a topic on Twitter a couple days ago, and Michael McKeon, the great Michael McKeon, said that his hot take was Grease, unwatchable. So you are in great company.
This is a movie I normally would hate, but you don't even like Grease Lightning or like any of those like jams?
Yeah.
No. The whole thing is just, I think if it came out today, like for the first time, it would flop. And another thing might be that, like, I didn't watch it till I was an adult. So maybe like it was made more for kids.
The fact
that they're all like in their 30s in high school.
It is creepy. That's creepy for sure.
A creepy part
but
of
there's
it, sure.
a campiness to it that you have to get over in order to enjoy it.
Which Paul can't.
I think campy is an excuse for a poor movie.
Okay.
All right. Paul's not. I mean, he's got points.
Yeah, there
he's
you
got
go. Points.
Thank you, Paul. Right. Let's go to Mike in Irvine. Hey, Mike.
Hey. So I'm sorry, Alan.
What?
Star Wars, Joker, boring movie.
Wait, all the Star Wars movies are bad?
No, just the first Star Wars movie is not a great movie. I really don't enjoy watching it.
Well, it's no Empire Strikes Back, but it's still a great movie.
It's pretty boring.
Mike.
Okay. I like some of the other ones. The other Star Wars, the original is just... It's boring.
Did you prefer 1, 2, and 3?
I like Empire Strikes Back.
Okay.
And I really like Rogue One. I thought that was probably one of the best ones.
But Star Wars is boring. Wow.
Okay.
Odd. Okay.
The original.
I can accept that.
I'm fine with Mike because at least he's not one of those people that's like Star Wars stinks.
Just hates to hate.
Yeah.
He just thinks the first one's
insanity.
Boring.
All right. Sean in Anaheim. Good morning.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hello, Sean.
So, a while back, I had an appendicitis, and so before I went into my surgery to have my appendix removed, I asked the surgeon if I got to keep it.
Keep
and,
your
appendix? And he told me no. My appendix, yeah. And he told me no, and I was very disappointed.
So you're saying
and
that...
so I'm convinced.
Yeah.
You're convinced?
Yeah.
What?
That I should be able to keep my my body parts.
Well,
if I get something removed...
Yeah.
Why did you want it?
It's his.
That's an entirely different.
I'm asking.
A teacher.
I'm sorry.
And I'm a teacher,
yep.
And I wanted to keep it in a jar on my desk. Just for intimidation.
He's right. He should be allowed to keep his own body parts.
Yours.
It's yours. It's your property.
Strangely, Sean is a math teacher, so that's the thing.
It's super
weird.
Odd.
Just weird.
Felt like we were all having fun until Sean called and said that he needed to keep his body parts.
That got
it's
weird,
hard to see you guys in here with all the smoke from our hot-ass takes. It's fiery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do like how mad people got, though, at us. They're like, wait. These are takes that infuriate people. Why aren't you letting people just say them? Like, we were just getting so mad at people.
I mean,
I love
that
it.
Was the category is people get mad at you
sure.
for that.
Yeah.
And a lot of you are wrong.
The hot takes are rolling in, you guys.
They really are.
People have hot takes.
I saw someone who said Jerry Seinfeld is not funny.
Oh, wow.
I saw somebody said Angelina Jolie has never been pretty.
Which is crazy.
Right?
Was that Dave, though?
No.
Really?
No, someone else.
Two people
Absurd.
Feel that?
So two people are right.
Oh, that's insane.
I mean, if Dave's on your side, that's not where you want to be.
Well, this guy says the Smiths are more influential than the Beatles.
That is...
I mean, that Sultan is his name. We've got to...
I did. My favorite one was someone said... Someone said if there was a... If you cause a car accident on an LA freeway during rush hour, you are charged $5,000.
For the... Oh, I see. For making the backup and making traffic?
Yeah.
Impossible.
I love that.
How do they... How can they tell who's... To blame, though.
Well, I think that's, like the same way insurance companies do.
$5,000. I don't
charge.
Hate that just because I get so tired of sitting in traffic for no reason.
People would drive better.
Yeah, I think. Allie is here. What's happening?
I'm just reading through these.
Okay.
Ed in Austin says, hot take, you two sucks. Wow. I mean, that is hurtful.
On K-Rock.
That is hurtful, sir. That is hurtful. I love these. So fun.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. We are now coming up on the 9 a.m. hour, which means only one thing. That Allie McKay is ready to answer the question of what's happening.
Well, thank you so much for asking.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, when I first read this, I wasn't pleased because I think... times have really changed. Sometimes I don't like changing with the times.
Okay.
Sometimes I'm a boomer that way, if you
lawn.
Will. Yeah. I'm not a boomer, by the way. Don't think I'm that old. But here's the thing. Kids can now skip the mall and meet Santa online for $29.
Okay.
Let me go through this.
I might want to cut you a little.
No, not like that.
Not loud.
A growing number of video chat companies are bringing Santa Claus to families digitally across digital screens this holiday season. It's a modern take on the classic mall meet and greet, and websites such as Welcome Santa and Talk to Santa are offering families the opportunity to talk to Saint Nick from the comfort of their own home. Both companies price a live call with Mr. Claus at $29.
I will go till you tell me to stop.
Nope. Here's the thing. Some parents are saying, hey, it's way better than waiting 2 hours in line at a mall.
Sure.
And to those parents, I say, okay, you're just lazy.
And also, what mall are you at?
Get out of the house with your kids. But then I started thinking about it, and for some kids that have special needs.
Well, that's definitely a better situation.
This is wonderful.
Yes.
They can't handle a crowded mall. They don't want to meet Santa for the first time in person. I get that.
Yeah.
This is wonderful for them. Also, maybe you live in a rural area where there's no mall Santa,
mm-hmm.
and you never get to tell Santa what you want.
You do it over online.
This is wonderful.
I want to wrestle you so freaking bad.
Nope. Mm-hmm. Again, it totally changed my mind when I really started thinking about it, that this is for a segment of the population that needs this. So it's fine.
Okay.
I will allow it.
What
I guess
if I just don't want, I don't want to get up from playing Fortnite, so just bring another screen to me and I'll do the Santa while I'm playing Fortnite.
Okay.
But I'm totally healthy and fine.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with me.
Just lazy, don't want to stop playing Fortnite.
Yeah, I got Mountain Dew to finish.
You also still want to talk to Santa.
Mm-hmm.
A lot happening. I mean, a lot to unpack in this story.
I have a lot of other video games I want to pick up.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, that's great.
Do you have pretty feet?
Guys, remember when we had Anthony Jeselnik on to talk about Good Talk with Anthony Jeselnik.
He's lovely.
It has been renewed for another 8-episode season. Thank you, Comedy Central. It is a really good show.
Is it?
We had him on, remember?
I know, but I haven't watched it.
I watched all of the episodes that they sent us.
I didn't watch any of them.
Do you remember? Because Anthony was like, really? You watched all
of
them?
Yeah, he was surprised himself.
He really was.
I do love Anthony.
Yes.
He's a pal.
Yep.
Not watching his show. There's too much TV. Everyone knows that.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Weird.
Yep.
It's a good show.
I'm sure it's great.
You should watch it.
Anthony's very talented.
He does a segment on the show where he shows you either Pinterest accounts of a 16-year-old girl or Dane Cook's Instagram. And you have to pick which one it is. And almost everyone, you're like, well, that's a 16-year-old girl's Pinterest. Mm-hmm. And he's like, nope, that live, laugh, love post is Dane Cook. It is so good.
Dane must hate him.
Oh, well.
Oh, I'm sure.
I don't think he has the capacity for hate. Does he?
Dane Cook?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. NFL star Khalil Mack has spread some holiday cheer to Walmart customers in his Florida hometown of Fort Pierce over the weekend. The Chicago Bears linebacker paid off $80,000 worth of layaway accounts. So a lot of families there in the Fort Pierce area now have a little bit less to worry about this holiday season. The four-time Pro Bowler covered nearly 300 accounts through the Khalil Mack Foundation, which focuses on impacting the lives of inner city and underprivileged youth and families.
It's very sweet.
It is wonderful. Now, I did this story a few hours ago, Jensen, and you had mentioned you've done it in the past before.
I had walked into a Kmart and I paid it off.
Yep.
Unfortunately, there are no more Kmarts. So I went to a Target, and they told me they don't do it anymore, so I gave up.
But then you said, if I could find a place, and I said, how about Walmart? And you're like, are there any Walmarts?
Right.
And I was like, how rich are you that you don't know that there's Walmarts?
I don't know. Do they sell walls?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
I do not know if there's a Walmart, but I did say in the last break that if you do find me a Walmart, I'll drop $80,000 there.
Okay.
Okay.
We have found you about 500 Walmarts.
Okay. Sweet.
So.
Well,
just depends how far you want to drive, whether
I needed
it's like
one a couple
two
blocks.
Miles.
You know, I needed one that was within a block of my place.
Oh, see, that wasn't a stipulation that you mentioned earlier.
No. Read the fine print.
Oh, I got your fine print right here.
Read the study.
Okay. Guys, you're not going to see the lovely Savannah Guthrie on today for a couple days because she's having surgery due to a retinal detachment in her right eye. She apparently had had some laser treatments on it, but now she's going through with the surgery. Here's what happened. She was playing with her 2-year-old son, Charlie, and Charlie just hucked a toy train right at her. Yes, 2-year-olds do.
Yeah.
Hey, Mom, catch this. I don't know if he said that. I don't know if he's talking in full sentences. But the pointy edge hit her right in the eye. She lost vision in her right eye about a day later. Despite all of that, she still hosted the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, has been working, has a positive attitude. But the woman needs surgery to correct her vision.
Looks like Charlie took notes from little Timmy Lindbergh from Encino.
Hates his mother.
I don't think Charlie hates his mother. I don't think we're saying that at all. Here's the thing. She can use this to her advantage. Earlier in the show, we talked about how my mom had a brain aneurysm.
Yes.
She is fine now. Everything is wonderful. But she pretends to have selective hearing.
Oh, right.
Selective memory. Right. Selective. Anytime you ask her something, sometimes she'll just touch the back of her brain.
Right. Oh,
and
right.
Like, oh, I'm sorry. What were you saying?
Yeah,
and you're like,
about
oh,
that.
Mom, I forgot you had a brain aneurysm and almost died. Sorry, I asked you if you could do this for
Imagine this Charlie wanting anything.
No.
Oh, Mom, I wanted to get this, you know, bike or whatever.
Right.
Oh, really?
I can't see it.
I can't see it anymore because you threw a train in
my
eye.
Yes, right?
Yeah.
Mom, I'd like, where are we going on vacation this year?
Oh, I don't know. It's hard for me to choose.
Ah! I was going to go, we're not taking a train, but you went choose. I love it.
Good.
I love it. Very good stuff. He's like, hey, how does electricity work? And she's like, I don't know. I don't talk about conductors.
Mm.
No,
a stretch,
it was a stretch. It was a stretch.
I was into
I'm just trying to play along and
no, I mean, it's
scene.
Fine.
Happy birthday, Sheila E., Regina Hall, Mayim Bialik, Jennifer Connelly, and Bob Barker, and that's what's happening.
Got a scientific survey. We're going to need some jurors coming up next hour. Also, Jensen gets us up on something like we do every Thursday, and our friend Dr. Drew later this morning as well. Hey, there are lots of ways to get in touch with the Kevin and Bean Show. Of course, we are all over the social media. We've got the Instagram and Facebook and Twitter. You can also text the show anytime you want, and you can leave an old-fashioned voicemail message with something we call the Kevin and Bean Afro Line at 323-520-AFRO anytime, day or night.
Sort of weird, though, because do you guys ever leave messages anywhere anymore?
No.
It seems like it's so outdated.
It's archaic.
It really is. But we do appreciate your input, and it's always fun.
Do you even listen to messages when they show up
no,
on your phone?
No. Like,
just call back.
No chance.
You just text them and say, what's up?
Yeah.
But that's... Look, I don't know a better way than this to have people be able to actually get their voices on the Kevin and Bean
Show. You
know
what? We should have people fax us. That's more relevant.
Excellent. Fax.
Or just hit me up on my pager.
Here's the first call.
I listened to Thursday's podcast about songs that kind of, you know, break the sexy time mood. And you played Sarah McLachlan, which, of course, made me cringe. Only because that was the song I lost my virginity to. Yeah. Good time.
Oh.
So every time the Sad Dawn commercial comes on, he has such mixed feelings.
And it's not just that. He's watching a visual of sad dogs.
Mm-hmm. I thought my Lose Your Virginity song was the worst until that call.
What was yours?
Well, mine is a song originally by Cat Stevens called Wild World. And the initial lyrics are, now that I've lost everything to you, you say you want to start something new, which is kind of an awesome song to lose your virginity to, especially
yeah, that's serendipity.
When especially when it's the Maxi Priest version of Wild World. Oh, so sad. But at least it's not Dead Dogs.
My Lose My Virginity song, I've never talked about this before, but it was Bad Guy by Billie Eilish.
So it just happened within the last 6 months? This is a call from a guy about something that happened at a charity, a Friends and Helpers charity event.
Long time listener. Hey, Kevin, this story is actually about my kids that you met at a Friends and Helper event. You were painting the truck with them. But my youngest son was...
All right, that sounds weird. Let
is
me just say...
Is that a euphemism?
Oh. Anytime a guy calls and says, I need to talk about the time you met my kids, I really do cringe. I feel like, what happened?
And then he followed that up with painting a truck.
Right.
We were at Galpin, and they gave us a truck and like, paint and stuff for kids to just go crazy. And how often they get to paint a truck?
It's great.
So it's not...
Awesome.
It's not some private thing where I'm meeting someone's kids.
You're clothed. You're clothed. Yeah, clothed?
Yes, fully clothed. Okay. Yes. Okay. And handed him paint.
Struggling to get something done, and he just couldn't get it done. And finally, my wife went over to help him.
and my oldest son yelled, "Don't help him. We go by the Kevin and Bean rule here. Ooh. We just stand by and watch them struggle and laugh." So, parenting win. Thanks, Kevin.
I don't know if you can hear that, but he said, "So parenting win."
Yes.
Your wife is awesome, by the way. Make those kids tough, man. They can work for it.
Yeah.
Kevin, Kev Dog.
Yes.
How the hell do you not like bacon? What the hell is wrong with you?
I mean, again,
great question.
Again, I like bacon.
Uh-huh. Not enough.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't love it.
Oh,
not good enough.
Just don't love it.
I hate hearing it.
Get out. Like, love it. Get out.
Kevin and Bean, Hall of Fame, 2019. You got my vote. Mark and Brian. Ryan Seacrest.
Okay.
Angie Martinez. Kevin and Bean all the way. Let's do this.
Okay, you can't really vote for it.
I don't think that's a thing you can vote.
It's not a vote thank thing, you. But thank you for your support.
All right, now I have a question for you guys. In all
seriousness.
You already
know it.
No, I don't. This is Sam the Armenian Comedian, yes. Clearly.
Uh-huh.
Does he have people with him? Or has he become a one-man band where he's, like, playing the drums
multiple instruments?
Harmonica.
Whoa.
Harmonica?
He's got people with him.
Does he?
He is not alone.
The recorder and harmonica at the same time.
So there are other people who are as bad as Sam?
You think he has a bad band?
Well, he's always had a bad band.
Well, that might just mean he has a friend.
You heard that. Well, that could be, yeah.
It's because he doesn't know the difference. For him to have somebody with him when he calls the Afro line, that's all.
Maybe he's looping it? It's a real musician now?
You think he's like Ed Sheeran?
Yeah, maybe.
That's sweet.
All right.
Ooh, Duo Club! Oh, my God. Oh, I have such an erection. Allie, what's up, baby?
I mean, you run out of gas, dude. It's not a good start.
Loser. Right? All of us that run out of gas are losers?
Not you, Radion Turf.
Slang Man Mondays has become a thing, and I think he may be my new hero.
Mm-hmm.
He's very best.
It's very possible.
Slang Man Monday, it's Slang Man Monday. Quit rashing me, bro.
One of the things that he said was slang?
Yeah.
Quit rashing me, bro.
Which no one knows.
Mm.
By the way, quick reminder, Slang Man's coming in tomorrow.
Wait.
In person.
The real the guy?
I don't know if that's a reminder. Man. I think that's the first we've heard of it.
Yes, Slang Man is on the show tomorrow with Kevin and Bean. So get your slang questions ready for Slang Man himself.
I don't have to apologize to him, too, do I?
Yeah. That's on you. How you feel?
Yeah, I'm going to need y'all to change the segment from what's happening to spill the tea. We need to live up to Slang Man standards.
I mean, he's not wrong.
No.
He's got a good point.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
So Bean has major senioritis, just letting birds chirping through, dogs snoring.
All right, let me just take 1 second and say, we hear the dogs snoring.
Mm-hmm.
Bean has said to us 50 times.
Mm-hmm. You can't hear it.
No one can hear it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's the thing about that. People can hear it.
I get that there are some people who can hear it. But I also hear from people who say they're always yelling about your dog. I can't hear a dog. You know what I mean? Like they're not. I mean, I don't know whether it's the headphones you're listening to or whatever. But there are also a lot of people who have no idea what it is that y'all are reacting to. But I also I do get that you don't want to hear a dog story. I understand that. But what am I going to do?
You're going to move into another room. That's not our problem.
Oh, my God. You literally think there's nothing you can do?
There's nothing I can do. Look.
Oh, my God.
No, I'm serious about this because Linus is old and senile and deaf, and he needs to be with people, or he just barks full time. And so my only choices are bring him into the studio with me and put him as far away from the mic as I can and let him snore, or throw him out of the studio and let him bark.
Hire someone to sit with him 3 hours a day.
And then what do I do for the other two?
Oh, how long's our show?
It's a little more than three.
Oh, my God.
Three is the amount Allie pays attention. So
okay. All right. But
can hear it.
Donna is coming home. She's on vacation. She's going to be back this weekend, so this won't be an issue starting Monday.
Am I hearing this right, that Kevin is being the more professional one?
Yes, you are. Thank you for bringing that up.
Whoa.
That's got to
sting. I never thought we'd get to that point.
Thank you
that's
very much. It was Allie McKay's birthday recently.
Happy birthday, Miss McKay.
Happy birthday, Miss McKay. Happy birthday, Allie McKay. Happy birthday to you.
This is Hulk Hogan, by the way.
I'm a bad spokesman.
Okay.
I shouldn't be doing commercials, right?
You do a agreed? Bunch, though, man.
Yeah, but agreed?
No, I think, I mean...
You do great commercials when you can, like, not live. If they were live reads, I'd right. say
be a real
absolutely
mess.
Don't
do it.
But yeah.
Don't do it. But yeah, you're a great spokesperson.
What if somebody were to give me a super corny copy, and then I was supposed to pull that off? Would you have confidence in me in that situation?
You're not an actor right. by any stretch of the imagination.
Uh-huh.
I feel like that's not quite in your wheelhouse, but
right.
it really depends on the material.
Yeah. What if the material's really corny?
Okay.
Now, some people love that, and some people can pull that off.
Right.
I'm not that guy.
Okay. Hmm. Did you attempt that?
I did.
Okay.
Sweet James Bergener.
Are you the new Lightning?
Pretty much.
Okay.
It's lit.
This is Sweet James Bergener, and I had Omar pull the whole file of me trying to make this work.
Okay.
And they wrote it super corny on purpose.
And you just basically read it.
The other thing about me is that I just rip and read.
Right.
And no one can do that worse than me.
Okay.
Why would I do that? Why wouldn't I read it through 10 times first and
you
know what I
do? You just sort of anchorman it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's not ideal. Mm-hmm. They say there's no place like home for the holidays. We say there's no one better. What the f***?
Says? That's
they say there's no place for the holidays. We say there's no one better than attorney Sweet James Bergener.
What?
That doesn't even
what
make
the
sense.
How does that make sense? All right, so I'm already... That's the first sentence.
Right.
I love that Omar's like, that's not what it says.
Yeah,
it is me.
That's what it says.
So there's no place like home, which is a saying.
Okay.
And then
but we say
there's no one
there's
better.
No one better than him. That's not...
That's not, again,
they
it
don't,
doesn't...
They don't correlate.
So it's not just me.
No, that it doesn't make any sense.
There's no place
sense.
Like home.
Right.
We say Sweet James is our home, or that's bad
something,
also,
yes,
but at
but
least it connects. Right.
At least there's some connection
yeah.
there. All right. How does that make sense? They say there's no place like home for the holidays. We say there's no one better than attorney Sweet James Bergener. This season is busier than ever. Shoppers rushing, drivers racing. If you want to keep rocking around the Christmas tree, Jesus Christ. Is this a joke?
Is this a joke on me?
Is this a joke on me?
Me?
I thought it
seems
was.
Like it might be.
Like there's a camera someplace
yeah.
and they're watching me try to pull this off.
Because yeah, yeah.
who could pull this off less than me? So that's written.
Okay.
Do you, when you accept these, because they're sent to us or whatever, you don't read them before you kind of accept them?
Well, no.
Okay.
I've done Sweet James Bergener for a long time.
Yeah,
right.
yeah.
Oh,
love
yeah.
the guy.
You have confidence and pride in it.
Yes.
Exactly. You know that it's going to be fine. It's not going to be like, and I'm a Nazi,
yes.
Kevin Ryder.
No, right. Well, I'm not positive after this.
Right,
but,
right, okay.
But we'll see. No, but he's one of the clients that's genuinely
yes.
like, whatever works for you, just
right.
do whatever works
right.
for you. So I shouldn't have read this, but I tried, and I kept trying.
Okay.
What the? This season is busier than ever. Shoppers rushing. Balls. Shoppers rushing, drivers racing. If you want to keep rocking around that Christmas tree, do not hesitate to call Sweet James if you get nipped by a reindeer or hit by in or hit in the rear by a sleigh.
What?
What no. the f-
What is going on?
This party lit.
This is crazy.
Who gets nipped by a reindeer hit in the butt with a sleigh?
Clearly, they're going for the
for
cheesy Christmas
theme. Yes,
maybe.
But I'm not the guy to pull it off.
I don't,
some people can.
You aren't.
I'm not.
Also,
that guy.
Not sure it commits. I know this sounds insane. I'm not sure it commits enough to be the corny part.
Oh,
I
so
think,
it didn't go hard enough that
no,
way.
No, I think it's just genuine.
Oh.
If you get nipped in the butt by a reindeer, like there's nothing.
No, but they do mean that as code for getting in an accident in the holidays, of
right.
course.
Sure.
Yeah,
sure.
But it's not good.
But right. And I'm not good as well. You put those two together and you get this.
Santa's a bastard.
I can't do. Can I do this? The answer is no. Honestly, is there any way to not do this? Wow.
This is extra, like, crazy.
All right, I'm going to do the 30 and the 15. Okay, so I had a 60
yeah.
second.
Okay.
So I was, and a 30 and a 15. So I was like, I'll do the 30-second commercial.
Yeah, like let's get into that.
And the 15-second commercial.
Okay.
We'll leave the 60 and we'll figure something out later.
Okay.
All right. Don't hesitate to call Sweet James if you get nipped by a reindeer or hit by a... or hit in the rear by a sleigh. Is this code? Here's wishing that all of your days are merry and bright. But if they're not, please make a call to Sweet James. By the way, that copy was the beginning of the 30-second commercial and the 15-second commercial. So me moving on.
Didn't change anything.
Didn't help a lot.
You can't. Like, nowhere to run, nowhere to hide.
Right. Mm-hmm. We know there's much to do this season, and the goal is to keep most. We know there's much to do this season, and the goal is to keep the. We know there's much to do this season, and the goal to keep the most wonderful time of the year at the top of everyone's list. But accidents do happen. Let Sweet James be your voice. Available 24/7 and through the holidays.
No edit there. Didn't hear that.
But
edit.
By the way, I'm going to give you a little bit of credit. That was worded like a maze.
It's weird.
Yeah,
it was a
like
journey.
You were like really in and out of that thing.
Right.
Not your fault. Yeah.
Not my fault.
Well, the wording was like a little difficult.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
James has got you. Winning millions for his clients. 800-500-5200 or sweetjames.com.
How do you think I did with James has got you?
I don't think.
Good.
I'm going to put on my jams.
Like, it's all very much.
James has got you.
Wow. Holy crap.
So that's the recording session, and I don't know if they made a commercial out of it or not.
Oh, really? So this could just air during commercials?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I hope it does.
I need it, too. I need to hear you talking about reindeers just nipping at you.
I'm just...
Slay's hitting you in the butt.
Yeah.
I'm not your guy for that.
Oh, no. Hire you for everything. It is the Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock. We're coming up on the end of our shift here. Allie...
Yeah.
What's happening?
Well, I'd love to tell you.
Please.
Guys. HBO has released the official slotted air date for the 10th season of Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yay!
The 10th season premiere of Curb will be January 19th, 10:30 p.m. Long time coming, you guys.
Yeah, these
2017
things,
was the last time we saw it.
Forever for him to get done.
I mean.
Especially when he doesn't take any suggestions from anybody on what a funny episode would be.
Yeah, that's what we were told by Jeff Garlin.
Yeah. But Jeff Garlin also said, why would I ever tell Larry David something funny to put in an episode?
Yeah.
Terrifying.
I also
right?
feel like Curb Your Enthusiasm is about Larry David and the experiences that he, it's like him to 11, right?
Yeah.
And so why would you have ideas for the guy who the show's about?
Exactly. And what else did Jeff Garlin say? Anytime someone comes up to him and says, I've got an idea for the show, it's really funny.
Yeah.
He's
Stop
like,
him.
It's never funny.
Yeah.
Ever. Don't do it.
Also, people who say, I'm just like Larry David, like that happens. I hate those people.
Yeah.
Because you know who doesn't say that? Larry David.
Yeah.
Like, the whole joke is that he doesn't necessarily understand his social cues.
Right.
So don't, you wouldn't know.
Yeah, you're not just like Larry David.
No.
Trust me. Guys.
You're a loser.
When I saw this story yesterday, I thought, do we really know need a Home Alone reboot confirmed by Disney Plus? Do we need that? And then, I watched Jojo Rabbit.
Yes.
I'm late to the game, I get it, but oh my gosh.
Great movie.
I watched Jojo Rabbit, and one of the child actors in it, not Jojo, but Yorkie.
Yorkie, yeah.
Little boy named Yorkie in the movie, played by Archie Yates, is going to be taking over kind of the role of Macaulay Culkin in this. So it's not going to be Kevin McAllister. It's going to be a brand new youngster finds himself in a very similar predicament.
And if you're a Simpsons fan, you know that little German boy who's like, I'm a made of chocolate.
Yeah.
That's what this kid is.
Oh, my God.
He physically looks like him and he talks like him.
The most precious little lamb.
He's very cute.
Ever. Every time he came on the screen, I was like, oh, Yorkie. Jojo Rabbit, by the way. I know, again, I know I'm very late. Everyone has told me it's one of the most beautiful movies of the year. I wasn't prepared. I almost called in today. Like, Jojo Rabbit was my excuse.
It's
Listen, I can't even see the papers in front of me. My eyes are so puffy. It was so beautiful, so funny, so dark, rough, and gorgeous. I loved it so very much, you
and
guys.
And now he plays...
Kevin, you're such a disease.
He's going to be playing a Kevin McAllister-like
character.
Also, his parents...
Friend of the show.
Friend of the show, Rob Delaney.
Yep.
And Ellie Kemper. I mean, now... Now I'm in. It's one of those things where nothing sounds great about a reboot, and then you hear who's going to be in it, and you're like, wait a minute.
Would
I'm
you
totally
think that
in.
The boy is going to be like a foreign exchange student now?
No, because he's not really German.
I know, but imagine if he did it.
Oh, my
it's
God.
So cute.
Have you been thinking he was German
no, no,
the whole
no, no,
time?
No, 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 no. I've seen an interview. I'm just saying, like, would you imagine if he's like, I'm a little boy? Like, it's so cute when he was doing that. I want him to do that in every role.
I don't think he is.
Will Daniel Stern and Joe Pesci be back as the Wet Bandits?
It would be amazing.
They're very old.
It'd be amazing.
We're still
right?
doing it.
They're so slow.
Got out of jail and then started going back to crime.
Archie Yates is like, I could outrun them. Yeah. Anyone could.
I'm going to run.
Oh, he's so cute.
Full
you
of
guys.
Chocolate. I'm a full of chocolate.
Oh, I can't even take it. I can't even take how cute he was.
He's very adorable.
I'm sad Kevin isn't here because in a recent interview, Friends co-creator David Crane revealed that the ending storyline for Phoebe, played by Lisa Kudrow, was almost quite different. When choosing between either Mike, played by Paul Rudd, or David, played by Hank Azaria, Crane said, quote, we didn't definitely know who she'd end up with. Here's my question. Who did she end up with? Does anyone know?
No, my question is, who cares?
Okay.
Kevin has a point.
Yeah.
He has a point now.
Yeah. There's so many stories every day.
Every day. Yeah. And the show hasn't been on for so long.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm only saying this because Kevin isn't here. When he comes back, I'll be like, oh, you're crazy.
But you're crazy. Everyone laughs at Kevin.
He's totally right.
Yeah.
We talk about it. I mean, everyone talks about it too much.
Okay.
I was about to get Kevin a Friends hoodie for the Secret Santa.
Oh, that would have been nice.
Would have been amazing.
Also, of one that is in the Friends font that just says Kevin would be good, too.
That is good.
Don't tell any. If you're listening, don't tell Kevin. We'll get it for him next year.
I had bought Kevin a T-shirt that said Friends, and I was going to give it to him during Halloween because it was all like it was the It Clown,
right?
It was Jason, it was Mike Myers, all just sitting together like in a family portrait
then
on
what?
A couch.
What happened?
Type of thing.
You didn't give it to him?
No, I got it, and it was so poorly done
right.
that I literally had to contact this company and say, does this look like what I ordered? Because I can barely make out that these are actual characters in a movie.
Well, one year, Muggs got me a T-shirt for Secret Santa, and it was so poorly made. It looked like it went through a printer. Like, instead of paper, they put a shirt into the printer, and then it printed out.
Like a 1980s printer. The one that
also,
goes...
He also weirdly ordered it in toddler size. So when I put it on, I could see the outline of every curve on my body, every, you know, sort of like fat, everything you could see in the shirt. I mean, I don't know if either of those things were on purpose. I don't know if he ordered the smallest, worst printed shirt he could find.
Where's
Did you
the shirt?
Just Google that? Smallest, worst printed shirt ever?
Where's the shirt now, Jen?
You know what? I wouldn't be able to tell you. I was always slightly nervous that during the T-shirt battles that he would be like, why aren't you wearing my shirt? And I was going to be like, because it's not a battle.
I knew why.
I would can't bring a squirt gun to the war.
That's just sad, you guys. It's
anyway.
Just sad.
It was a nice gesture.
I feel like I owe you like a makeup.
No need. No need.
I think you should. I mean, he's been talking about it. That's why this actually isn't even a story. The Friends story or my story.
Hey,
Ali,
could you make up a story about you getting Kevin a shirt?
Made it all up.
That was bad.
I've been waiting a year. Been waiting a year for that shirt.
Guys, you're Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Everyone thinks you're cool, right? Yeah. Everyone just wants
coolest.
To either be your friend, be you, just be near you. Well, one of the things that isn't so cool to his 4-year-old daughter is when he told her that he's the voice of Maui in Moana.
Mm-hmm.
Every little kid loves that movie.
Yeah.
His daughter, no different, loves that movie. He said, you know that's daddy's voice. Here, I'll show you. Maui started singing, and then I started singing. And within 10 seconds, she put a pillow over my mouth and said, you're ruining the song.
Wow.
And it was him singing. Oh, kids don't care.
Kids are stupid.
I think we're saying mostly kids don't care.
Well, I'm stupid.
Because they're dumb.
Yeah.
Is what we're saying, you guys.
When you're a kid and anything your parents do, even like we remember when we had on Mark Hoppus and he said that his kid has never really cared that he's in Blink 182 or whatever. Like, I think no matter who your dad is, you're like, they're the worst. They're so dweeby.
They're my dad. That's so gross.
I want nothing to do with them.
Yeah. Well, Mark Hoppus' kid thinks that.
Yeah.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson's kid thinks
that's
that.
That's right. I'm hoping my kid thinks it.
Oh, definitely.
Well, oh, yeah.
Don't you worry. Guys, I found this funny, and I feel like it's something that keeps happening, and it's the only way to get things fixed.
Mm-hmm.
Macomb, Mississippi. Residents placed a makeshift Christmas tree in a large pothole. The tree is really a metal rod inside a once frequently toppled traffic cone that's now been decorated. They thought, if we do this, we're going to get that hole filled. And because they want to prevent people from driving into the hole, potentially damaging their cars, they did this, which is also like what they did in, I believe it was somewhere in Louisiana. There was a pothole. Nobody was fixing it. They had called the city a ton of times. So they set up a living room scene inside this huge pothole. They put a recliner, a fake TV, a little lamp. Do you remember that story? It made the news. And within one day, the city's like, yep, we're here to fix it.
Really?
So I think that's what you need to do. Just make a big old thing out of a pothole. And then it's going to be fixed.
I feel that we've had bigger problems with sinkholes.
Really?
Recently. We had one outside the station.
Well, yeah, that was huge.
We had one off Melrose. I think a matter of time before we're just all on the ground.
Yeah, that's not good.
It's a good way to end the news.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good times, you guys. All right, some birthdays for you. We've got Bob Barker, Jennifer Connelly, Sheila E., Bill Nighy, Regina Hall, and Mayim Bialik. And that's what's happening.
Another day here at the Kevin and Bean Show. We will be back tomorrow. Listen in for some great segments and some great clips.
I bet you can listen to Stryker for a Honda free-for-all, no commercial, whatever.
Who cares?
Listen, I don't have the paper in front of me, but I know that the Honda people are helpers, and I know that we have commercial-free things, and it's through a certain time.
They are helpful Honda people.
We'll see you tomorrow.